Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Sasir, shot, score! Sasir took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Viero Wireless pregame show. The Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers doing battle tonight in Kearney. It is the second game of the 2013-14 season for the Tri-City Storm. For Sioux City, it is their third game. They are 0-2 and looking for their first win of the season. The Storm 1-0 after a win over Lincoln last Saturday night right here in Kearney. A 2-1 shootout victory. Very exciting ending of the game. The Storm get two shootout goals from Robbie Payne and Chris Wilkie. Jacob Johansson makes 37 saves. Everyone goes home happy, and the Storm get 2 points in their first game. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. And as I said, the Storm 1-0 here coming into tonight's game. The Storm face Sioux City tonight, then Des Moines tomorrow in Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena. For Sioux City, it hasn't been what they envisioned it would be at the beginning of this season. The Musketeers, with a lot of returning players and some excitement around this team after they really finished last season strong. I mean, Sioux City looked very good at the end of the year. A couple blowout losses that they handed the Storm in March and April. And early on, it's been a bit of a struggle. They lost 3-2 to Fargo on opening weekend. In Fargo, it was just a one game there, and they allowed 3 power play goals to the Force in that one. That was their demise. All 3 Fargo goals on the power play. Goals for Sioux City in that one went to Brandon Hawkins and Jared Thomas, but they fell short, didn't come up with any points in the opener in Fargo. Then they went to Dubuque, and obviously a tough place to play against the defending Clark Cup champions. The Fighting Saints raised the banner and also blanked the Musketeers. 4-0 the final in Dubuque last weekend. Sioux City held off the scoreboard by Dubuque goaltender Christian Fry, who used to play here in Tri-City. Fry made 20 saves, shut out the Musketeers. And here the Musketeers are in their third game without any points. And we look at this Sioux City team here. A lot of guys that can do offense, can be tough to play offensively, but right now, they've only got 2 goals in their first 2 games. So I think tonight, both teams are going to be concerned about their offense. The Storm just scored 1 goal in their first game and then got a shootout win. So I think both teams are really going to be worried about their offensive abilities, and both defenses are going to have a lot to pay attention to. So this should be a pretty good game. I'm pretty excited about it here, and we're just a couple minutes away from puck drop at the Viero Event Center. You're listening to the Viero Wireless pregame show. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with your CHS Coach's Corner right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers here on a Friday night in Kearney. It's pink in the rink night here at the Viero Event Center. The ice is pink. The Storm are wearing their commemorative jerseys, and we're getting ready to go. Just want to remind you about the Best Western Plus email inbox. Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call 308-234-2541. And remember, you can send a question right here into the booth, and I'll answer it for you. The email address to email, bestwesternpluskearney@gmail.com. If you got a question, shoot it over to me. We'll read it during one of the intermissions. The Best Western Plus email inbox. Now let's get to tonight's CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex Coach's Corner. Talked with Josh Howgy before this one, and he's very excited about the potential of his team going 2-0. Here's Josh Howgy. Jared Schaffrin here with Josh Howgy in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Senex Coach's Corner. Tri-City Storm taking on the Sioux City Musketeers here tonight at the Viero Event Center on Pink in the Rink night. And Coach, you've obviously taken a look at Sioux City. They've played two games, haven't come up with any points in either of the two. What comes to mind when you think about this Musketeer team?
Well, I think they're, you know, an experienced hockey team. You look at their roster, they have a lot of guys that have played, you know, in Sioux City last year, and a lot of guys that have played junior hockey in general. So they're not going to be, you know, winless here very long. They're a very good team. They got an experienced group of forwards, experienced group of defensemen, and two goaltenders that have played in the league before. So they're very, very talented and very experienced.
Last week, you guys against Lincoln, 1-for-7 on the power play. You allow one goal on the power play. Obviously, you had talked before, didn't do too much special teams work in the preseason. What did you work on with the special teams here this week?
Well, we were just standing around way too much. We weren't competing as hard as we need to. You know, we're not looking necessarily to score on every power play, but every power play we need to gain momentum, and that's something that we've been preaching, is just we're going to outwork them. We may not score, but we're gonna gain momentum for the team so we can build off that power play. And I think that's our goal tonight. You know, we'd love to go 4-for-5 and you know, be great on the power play and perfect on the penalty kill, but the biggest thing is that on the power play, we're going to look to gain momentum.
Keep the lines similar here, at least the forward lines tonight. You get the addition of Austin Poganski, Chase McMurphy, Ryan McMurphy there on the fourth line here tonight. Talk about Austin Poganski's injury. He wasn't able to go last week, wasn't able to make the All-American Prospects game. Where is he at right now?
Well, we think he's pretty close to being 100%. I mean, you know, anytime you get banged up in this game, you know, you might come back a little bit early. And, you know, we don't think he's 100%, but he's close. And it's one of those things that he just needs to get on the ice, get skating, get back into it. Now, that line is listed as the fourth on our depth chart, but those guys are all three talented players, and we expect those guys to make a big contribution for us tonight.
What does it say about your depth right now that you've got some of the guys that can score some goals on the fourth line, and including a veteran like Ryan McMurphy?
Well, we think that, you know, all 12 forwards and even the guys that aren't in tonight, like, we think that we can get production from all our forwards. We think it's a deep and talented group, and we're gonna roll four here tonight and hopefully, you know, get a little contribution from all four lines.
How do you think that you will get a contribution as far as when you look at your team, your system? What do the guys need to be doing for you to score more than just the one or two goals per night?
Well, I think we didn't move our feet on the forecheck. We were coasting and watching a little bit. Also, we want to be a team that transitions the puck quickly, and in order to do that, we have to be working hard back. And a lot of times you saw our wingers just post up on the wall as soon as their D stepped up on any type of play. They have to continue to work back until they get the puck, so we can transition attack with speed and numbers. And if we do that, again, we have enough talent that we can line rush teams and make plays.
Last week's big story from game number one was your goaltender, Jacob Johansson. You got him back in between the pipes tonight. I'm sure he's never seen a rink like this that's been pink. I'm not sure if they do that over in Sweden, but what has Jacob been doing in practice, and what have you seen from him?
Well, we've been getting, you know, great efforts every day in practice from both our goaltenders, and Jacob, you know, we're going to ride him here. Let's see what he can do, you know, coming back after a good performance. He's been battling in practice all week long, and again, he's working with, you know, Coach Largen. They're spending time after and before practice, both goaltenders getting some extra work, and I think they're both looking sharp, and we're really excited about both of them.
All right, Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers coming up here tonight from the Viero Event Center, Pink in the Rink night. Coach, thanks a lot, and good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Schaffron with you here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, and let's get you tonight's Burger King lineups. We will get you tonight's Burger King lineups. The home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King. Have it your way. First, the lineup for the Sioux City Musketeers, 0-2 thus far, is Sioux City. They will go with their line of Nick Olson, Austin Aduno, and Kyle Schmidt. On defense, Tyler Mueller and Ryan Mantha and Kyle Hayton in net. Hayton wears number 27, committed to St. Lawrence. Ryan Mantha, a big defenseman at 6'5", committed to North Dakota. Tyler Mueller, a very high recruit for UMass Lowell, wears number 24. And Sioux City, a team that has a lot of offensive firepower and can let loose at any time, but has only scored two goals in their first two games this season. Now let's look to the lineup for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm, 1-0 this season, got the win against Lincoln last Saturday night. And the Storm decided to go with Dan Lebosky, number 24 on the left wing, the Edina, Minnesota native. Played at Benilde St. Margaret's School last season. Lebosky, 5'7", 155 pounds. And he will be on the left wing wearing number 24. Chase Berger wearing number 14 in the center from St. Louis, Missouri. Played for St. Louis AAA last season. Committed to Penn State. And Chris Wilkie, the North Dakota commit on the right wing, wears number 24. Played for the United States 17 and under program last year. A native of Omaha, Nebraska. Wilkie, number 44 on the right wing. Defensively, the Storm go with Thomas Delaney and Tori Dello. Delaney wears number 2, 6'2", 190 pounds. And Dory Dello, commit to Notre Dame. Where's number 3? 6'1", 180 pounds, a native of Crystal Lake, Illinois. In net is number 30, Jacob Johansson for the Tri-City Storm. Johansson 1-0, got great numbers, only allowing one goal on 38 shots last week against Lincoln. He stands in at 6'2", 185 pounds, a native of Stockholm, Sweden. Storm also on their other lines here tonight. Just a couple notes. Chase McMurphy, Ryan McMurphy, Austin Poganski on the fourth line. Look for the Storm to mix and match here with Poganski, a guy that, if he's feeling okay, can jump up to the second line, play with guys like Drew Mayer, Nick Hutchison, Austin Poganski. First game here for the Storm in uniform after an injury last week. Chase McMurphy, Ryan McMurphy, it's their first games in the lineup. Also the first game of the season for defenseman Nolan Glukowski, who was suspended for a few games. He's back in the lineup, paired up with his buddy Garrett Cecere. And the Storm should be ready to go here tonight against this Sioux City team. Now let's get your New West keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. Three keys to the game tonight. The Tri-City Storm talked about it last week. They are going to have to limit their turnovers. Turnovers have been a problem for the Storm. And here tonight, they are going to be quick with the puck. They're going to be fast moving. They're going to try to rush the puck up the ice. But they have to limit their turnovers, especially at the blue line. That's where they can get into trouble. That's where Lincoln generated most of their opportunities last week. And the Storm, you're going to be trying to sure limit those turnovers. Also, special teams play has been huge for Tri-City. The special teams, Storm last week against Lincoln, went 1-for-7 on the power play. They allowed a power play goal. And just a kind of a defensive zone breakdown of the penalty kill. Tri-City is going to have to really work hard here on the special teams tonight against Sioux City. It could be the determining factor in what should be a very close game. Storm worked on special teams a lot this week in practice. Josh Howji mixing and matching guys from penalty kill, power play, trying to get everyone's ice time straight. And it should be a little bit different on the special teams this week. The Storm worked on it during the week. Third thing, the Storm have talked about it all week. Get the identity that they want. They want to be a certain kind of hockey team. They want to be fast. They want to push the pace. They want to have their defensemen up in the rush. And they want to have their guys active in the play, and especially on the back check. Josh Howji, critical of his forwards here this week, saying last week against Lincoln, they were not moving their feet and getting back to play defense. They were not getting back to help. And they really didn't allow themselves to have enough offense because they need to get back and generate that offense. So, that said, third key to the game is to build that identity the Storm keep talking about. Storm announcing their starting lineups right now, which we gave to you. The scratches tonight for Tri-City: Stephen Hayden, Kevin Kerr, Joey DiBenedetto, Kyle Eastman, and Ross Olson. Those are your scratches here tonight for Tri-City. The Storm are coached by head coach Josh Howji in his third season. Assistant coaches J.B. Bittner, Eric Largent, Eric Blaze, and the athletic trainer is Matt Stern. Sioux City, couple injuries of note. Trevor Olson, their captain, out of the lineup, and that's a big blow for Sioux City. Olson, a commit to North Dakota, supposed to be a big factor this season for Sioux City, but has not yet played in the game. Cedric Lacroix, suspended for one game from a fighting misconduct. Brandon Hawkins, also out with an injury. Hawkins, a big forward for this Sioux City team. So a couple guys missing. The Musketeers actually have a few defensemen lined up to play forward. Number 23, Mears Moore, and number 3, Stuart Pomeroy, both listed on the Musketeers' fourth line. Both of those players are defensemen by trade. Both good defensemen. Mears Moore committed RPI. Stuart Pomeroy, the Glenview, Illinois native, committed to Princeton. And they're expected to produce. However, they are playing forward this game, and Musketeers a little bit short on the forwards here tonight. Musketeers are coached by head coach Jay Varity, assistant coach Mark Abalin, and Keith Paulson. So we are just about ready to go here in Kearney. The Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers lining it up to drop the puck in the first period faceoff. When we come back, we'll pause for the national anthem and get underway in just a few minutes right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing six nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The skates are on, the helmets tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers here at the Viero Event Center. It's Pink in the Rink night here in Kearney. Great cause that the Storm are supporting. This month is Kearney Tackles Cancer Month, and the Storm donating a lot of money from tonight's game to support cancer research and cancer awareness tonight. The ice is pink. The Storm are in special uniforms here. They are gray uniforms with a pink stripe in the middle and a circle logo on the front with the pink breast cancer awareness ribbon on the front. Just a nice touch for the Storm, one of their commemorative jerseys this season. They will be raffled off all throughout the season right here at the Storm games in Kearney. And the proceeds from those jerseys going to various cancer research and cancer awareness organizations throughout the Central Nebraska area. And that's the key, is all those organizations are in Central Nebraska. The money that the Storm donate stay right here in the central part of the state. Sioux City is wearing their mustard yellow uniforms with forest green numbering and lettering on the back, a green stripe on the bottom, green helmets for Sioux City. The Musketeers go from left to right on your radio dial. Tri-City Storm in the black helmets tonight with those specialty uniforms. They will go from right to left on your radio dial. Referee tonight is Mike Sheehan. The linesmen are Ryan Mattson and Riley Bowles. Puck is down, and we're underway here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze 94.5. It's the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Sioux City has the puck in their own zone. They put it back to the stick of Thomas Delaney, who settles it down on the far side. Now Tori Dello back to Delaney. A quick pass from Dello. And now Delaney to Loboski, neutral ice, plays it up the wall for Berger. Berger racing in the zone. Here's Wilkie with Fand on a shot. And now here comes the Musketeers. It's the other way. Schmidt, Nate Schmidt to the center. A shot save made by Johansson, and he covers up. 31 seconds into the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm and Sioux City Musketeers scoreless here on the Breeze, and we have already seen, I was worried about the pink ice a little bit. Chris Wilkie just fanned on a shot in the Sioux City end. You know, the Storm are going to have to take extra special care of the puck. The ice is pink, and it might be a little bit different. Players looking down on their stick to see pink ice. A faceoff win by Sioux City. Shot was blockered away by Johansson. And now the puck in the corner behind the net on the near side, rolling up the wall. Played first by Garrett Gomez for Tri-City. And Gomez is on the wall here, Jared Thomas trying to pry it away from him, and he does. Thomas at the top of the circle throws it on the far side for a shot. Save made by Johansson. Nice save there on Blake Heinrich. And the Storm get it out of the zone into neutral ice. Poked in by Thomas, and a shot towards the net that never got all the way through. Walteri Hopanen. And now it's back in the Musketeer end for Neil Pionk. Pionk gets it taken away. L'Esperance with a shot. Save made. Nice job on the forecheck by Joel L'Esperance getting after it. And now here comes Sioux City the other way. The Musketeers pass the red line into the Storm end. Garrett Cecier going to play it. Fends off one man. And now Garrett Gomez takes a hit in the corner as he plays the puck. Into the near side corner. And it's taken away from Joe Snively by Cutler Martin. That was Joel L'Esperance for Tri-City. But now it's Sioux City with the puck. Back into the Storm end they go. Chance on the far side. Thrown to the center. Johansson there to make a save. And a stoppage. The goal light went on. But the puck never went in the back of the net. So we are still scoreless here. 18-16 remaining in the opening period of play. The Nebraska Lottery. First period of play right here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Good opportunity there from Sioux City. As they're just throwing pucks at the net. Tri-City now with Aldworth and his line with Mayer and Hutchison on. Storm win the faceoff. Move it forward. They're onside, but lost the puck, and now it's back to Cecier in the Storm end. Garrett Cecier. Nice cross-ice pass too far ahead of Aldworth. Aldworth wins the race for icing and negates it. Aldworth takes a hit there as the puck is moved into the near side corner, up the wall, and out of the zone. Cecier back for Tri-City with it. 2 minutes in, we got a scoreless game here on the Breeze. Drew Mayer over to Hutchison, who wraps it around the boards into the Sioux City end. And now it's picked up by Terrence Amorosa for the Musketeers. Into the zone, the Storm zone. Big hit by Delaney on the attacker there for Sioux City. Nice job on Adam Johnson. Now Pomeroy with a shot that missed the net. And now Poganski in his first shift of the season, able to get it out of the zone and into the Sioux City end. Poganski on the forecheck now on the near side. And it's kept in by McMurphy. That's Ryan McMurphy down to Poganski. Now Chase McMurphy tried to feed it in front. It was blocked. Another try on the feed. It was deflected. And it's poked out by Sioux City. It rolls all the way down. Icing will be whistled here with 17:07 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And the Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are scoreless on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Chase Berger on the faceoff now for Tri-City against Dylan Plitt. And puck is dropped, and it's won by the Musketeers. Thread around the far side. Glukowski keeps it in. Nice job there by Nolan Glukowski. Now on the near side, Sioux City with the puck. Outlet it and neutral ice. It's Plitt. Dylan Plitt down the near side. Backhand shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound put into the corner for Dan Lebowski. Cross ice pass into the stick of a Musketeer, but out of the zone. Nice little pass from Berger to Wilkie, who was trying to dangle through a couple people. Lost the puck. It rolled in on Hayton. And Kyle Hayton covers up to stop play. 16:41 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Sioux City scoreless here at the Viero Event Center in pink in the rink night. Ice is pink. Storm are wearing those specialty jerseys. And the faceoff here to the right of Kyle Hayton. Chase Berger is on the draw with Austin Aduno. Faceoff won by Sioux City. Played around the boards. Kept in by Jalen Schultz on the far side. Now down low for Lebowski to center. And it's deflected in front. Glove down. Cutler Martin threw it wide of the net. Lebowski was there for a deflection. Just missed. Now it's Nick Olson. Takes a hit. Lebowski picks it up. Put it in deep. Picked up by the Musketeers. Now deep for Blake Heinrich. And it's aired out in a neutral ice. Schultz is there to glove it down. Takes a hit. Loses the puck. Here comes an opportunity for Aduno. Nice job with the stick by Cutler Martin to take it away. And now here comes the Storm. It's L'Esperance. In onside. Lost the puck, though. And it's Aduno. Aduno past the red line for Sioux City. Back into the Storm. And Tori Dello goes to chase behind the net. Stoppage of play. And it's going to be an interference call. Interference call on the Storm, and Thomas Delaney, he obstructed the man for Sioux City that was going to chase the puck, and the Storm will be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes. Interference to Thomas Delaney. It's the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. GNC penalty kill here for the next 2 minutes after an interference penalty to Thomas Delaney. Storm able to win the faceoff and throw it down into the Musketeer end. Sioux City with it now. 15:45 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're scoreless. Musketeers in on side. Snively left it over for Thomas. Jared Thomas behind the net. Thomas to the far side now for Heinrich. Heinrich at the point. Over to Nardella. And back down low behind the Storm net. Cutler Martin pinned in by Schmidt. And now it's thrown to the near side wall where Nardella plays it on the right point. Left it for Jared Thomas. Thomas holding down low. Picked up by Snively. Now Martin Nardella. Joe Snively in a stoppage as there's a Musketeer in the net. And it was Jared Thomas who took the net off. He was in the Storm net. Stops play with 15:16 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1:20 remaining in the GNC penalty kill here on the Breeze 94.5. And reminder, GNC is offering free Storm tickets in store. With every purchase, you can be entered to win a free pair of tickets to a Storm game. So stop by your local GNC in Kearney and Hastings and check out their selection of items for a chance to win tickets to a game. Dumped in deep behind the Storm net, played on the far side, Tri-City. Able to knock it all the way down to the Sioux City end. 1 minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. 5 minutes gone by in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. As the Musketeers have the puck, it's Ryan Mantha on the far side. Mantha plays pitch and catch there with a teammate, and it's Tyler Mueller. And now they're in on the far side, the Musketeers are. Played by Hutchison. Hutchison banks it off the wall and all the way down. Lebowski goes off on a change instead of chasing the puck, which Kyle Hayton, the netminder for Sioux City, sticks down for Ryan Mantha. Mantha now behind his own net with Berger on him on the forecheck here. Sioux City on the power play. Storm with 25 seconds left to kill. Johansson fell down behind the net. Here's an opportunity for Sioux City. Up top for Mantha with a shot. Went wide of the net. Johansson back in a position now. And it's on the far side wall with 15 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Cutler Martin with a nice play to corral the puck and clear the length of the ice. Final 5 seconds now in the Sioux City power play. 14 minutes left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We're now at even strength. Musketeers with the puck behind their own net. Long pass to the red line. It goes in on Johansson, deflected away into the corner. And now it's back behind the Storm net. Sasir played it forward for Jalen Schultz. Schultz turned it over, and we get a penalty behind the play. Storm player was down. Garrett Sasir drew the penalty, and we may see the Storm heading to the Century 21 power play. Looks like the penalty is to Dylan Plitt. Plitt, 2 minutes for boarding. And Plitt to the box. Storm right now recognizing the Platte Valley State Bank patriotic salute here before the Century 21 power play. The patriotic salute, new this year for the Tri-City Storm. And just a great thing that they're doing. Dylan Spargo served 4 years in the Army, and he is being recognized tonight here at the Viero Event Center. Storm on the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight in a scoreless game here at the Viero Event Center. We got an issue with the clock here, as they'll have to wait for a second to start this Century 21 power play. The 2 minute boarding penalty given to number 22, Dylan Plitt of the Sioux City Musketeers. While we've got a second here, we'll remind you, Century 21. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Storm to the power play for the first time tonight. And we got issues with the clock here at the Viero Event Center. As it was first Delaney for interference, Storm killed that off. We talked about special teams in the pregame as being something that's very important for Tri-City. They've worked on the power play, looking to get some momentum. Faceoff won by Tri-City, back to Sasir at the right point. He's down low to Gomez, intercepted for a second by Heinrich, and now it's picked up by Schmidt, banked it off the wall, past Wilkie at the point. Wilkie's in a race for the puck, and he loses it. And a chance, save made, and a penalty upcoming here. It's a tripping call. Wilkie just got burned right there by a very speedy Austin Aduno. And that's it for the Century 21 power play. Tripping call on Wilkie. Wilkie got burned by Aduno. And watching the replay here, Wilkie lost his stick, took Aduno down. Aduno was able to take a shot. Johansson made the save. But we're now 4-on-4 for a minute 45 with 13:25 left in the first in a scoreless game here on the Breeze. Faceoffs won by Tri-City. Austin Poganski, well, seems like he isn't hobbled by an injury as he's getting a penalty kill shift here. Lebowski able to force it in deep to the Musketeer end. 4-on-4 for the next minute and a half. Pucks picked up by Lebowski in the Musketeer end. Tried a centering pass, but it was knocked away by the Musketeers. Picked up by Mantha. Cross-ice pass now to the far side. Picked up by Mueller. Mueller wraps it around the boards in the Storm end. Jared Thomas on the near side. Thomas here in the 4-on-4. In the corner, Montgomery went down. No call coming. Here come the Storm with Cecere. Cecere through neutral ice, throws a shot in on Hayton. Hayton makes the save, and it's picked up by Mantha now for Sioux City. Minute left in the 4-on-4 as Torridello has it now in the Storm end. Played it to the neutral ice. Jalen Schultz dumps it in. Picked up by Ryan Mantha. Mantha around the near side now, and here come the Musketeers with a race. It's Mueller. Mueller, cross-ice pass, had an open man. It's hoping in, but it couldn't connect. And now it's a loose puck picked up by Snively, turned over for Tri-City. And now Glukowski goes to the bench. Here's Mayer. Drew Mayer with a shot that's deflected away from the net. Picked up on the rebound. Dello out of the zone, forced it back in for an offside. Tri-City. Dello bending over here. Looks like he's just fixing some of his equipment. Thought he was in pain for a second. 25 seconds remaining in the 4-on-4. 12:05 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Faceoff won by Sioux City. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Neil Pionk circles it in the neutral zone. Still with the puck. Pionk to the red line. Wraps it around the boards. Johansson slows it down where it's met there by Musketeer forward, Kyle Schmidt. And now it's down low up top for Heinrich with a shot that went wide. Avery Peterson had a chance there at a deflection. Now it's Chase Berger. Berger with it. Storm a couple seconds there shorthanded. Berger just banks it all the way down to the Sioux City end. And we're back to even strength with 11 minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in the opening period. Not a lot of opportunities for either side. As the Musketeers have it to the red line, into the Storm end. Behind the net it goes. Chance on a turnover here for the Musketeers is Cecere. Gets it back, wraps it around the near side for Payne. Robbie Payne took a hit, moved it to L'Esperance, got it to neutral ice, where Amorosa plays it around the far side, back in offside where the Musketeers. Couple players pushing and shoving have to be separated after the play. 10:57. Remaining here in the opening period on the Breeze 94.5. Storm and Musketeers here at the Viero Event Center are scoreless. Shots on goal in favor of Sioux City right now. Unofficially 6-4 on the board. Faceoff now won by Tri-City. Cutler Martin plays it on the near side. In a neutral ice, Jared Thomas now for Sioux City. Got it intercepted by Glukowski. Just dumped it in to the Musketeer end, didn't want to have an offside for Tri-City. And now here come the Musketeers with a 2-on-2 on the far side. And a nice job by the Storm to get back. Thomas tied up by Cutler Martin. And Jake Montgomery to the steal and a save made by Johansson. Montgomery with sneaky play in front. Now here come the Storm the other way. L'Esperance on the far side. L'Esperance lost the puck, goes in deep. Now it's Robbie Payne with a nice little move. Takes a shot, save made by Hayton. And a couple checks in front of the Musketeer net. Robbie Payne, best opportunity thus far for Tri-City. As he came around, created some space for himself from behind the Musketeer net. 10:18 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Sioux City are scoreless here on the Breeze. Face-off to the right of Hayton after he made that save and hung up. And we see Berger against Aduno on the face-off. Storm win it. Delaney with a shot. Went wide left of the net. And now it's picked up by Pionk. Outlet pass for Olsen. Olsen in onside with Schmidt. Olsen takes a shot that's deflected by Dello. Olsen's got it back on a stick. He's hounded by Berger on the far side. And it's played forward. Olsen with a shot save made by Johansson. Puts it behind the net. Delaney banks it off the backboards. And the puck's loose in the far side corner. Berger played it along the wall. Nice little pass up the wall there for Wilkie. And now Tri-City has it. It's Berger. Berger evades one man. Threw it to Wilkie. Back to Berger. And they're offside. Offside whistle with 9:44 remaining. Here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, Tri-City and Sioux City are scoreless on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Been a back and forth first period. Not a lot of opportunities for either side. Both teams have had some chances, but not many, as they're still feeling each other out at this point, halfway through the first period. Omarosa threw one to neutral ice, deflected into the storm end. Couple Sioux City players converge on it, and now Poganski turns it forward. Here's Cecilia joining the rush. Cecilia in onside. He stops. Cross-ice pass deflected, and he tried to find Chase McMurphy, but it was broken up. Now Poganski keeps it in, threw one wide of the net, bounces to the far side. Ryan McMurphy trying to keep it in, and he couldn't. And now Poganski puts it back into the Musketeer end. Picked up by Sioux City and Terrence Omarosa. Omarosa evades one forechecker, Ryan McMurphy, and dumps it in deep. Played on the far side. Nolan Glukowski playing it up the far side wall. Now it's behind the storm net. Sasir with Pomeroy tying him up. Pomeroy in as a forward here. And it's banked into neutral ice by the storm. Poganski trying to get it to Chase McMurphy. Picked up now by the Musketeers. In onside, Moore with a centering pass that's deflected. Sasir wraps it behind the net for Glukowski. Glukowski tried to shove it past the forechecker. He does get it on a second attempt to McMurphy. And now it's loose in front of the net, taken back Glukowski. Glukowski, here come the storm of the rush. It's Allworth. Allworth and Mayer. Allworth stops, shoots off the right post. Rebounds loose and picked up by the Musketeers. Off the post it went for Allworth. And Schultz now loses it at the blue line. He's got to get back on D. And he does. Now it's dumped in deep into the storm end. Cutler Martin with it. Martin settles it into the corner, finds some space, and picks the puck up. Cutler Martin racing on the far side. He plays it to Allworth. Allworth back in onside with Mayer. Mayer back to Allworth. Another chance. Shot. Save made by Hayton. Rebound comes out of the zone. And Snively took a hit but played it. Now Sioux City with it. Action picking up here. Couple chances for the Storm as Allworth just hit the post. Under 8 minutes remaining in the opening period here in Kearney. Scoreless game. Neil Pionk, a lot of room for Sioux City. Pionk to the center. Save made. Rebounds loose. Delayed penalty is called on the Storm. Neil Pionk with a great play from the right point. Found some space for Sioux City. Drove in, created a scoring chance, and drew a penalty. Jalen Schultz headed to the box, and we're back to the GNC penalty kill. Sioux City 0 for 1 on the power play thus far. It's a charging call on Jalen Schultz. I didn't see Schultz have the room to take a few steps to run into anybody on that kind of a play. Kind of an odd call. Nonetheless, the Storm are on the GNC penalty kill for 2 minutes, 7:38 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. Faceoff won by Sioux City. They got it on the power play. It's Nardella. Now Nardella to Snively at the top of the right circle. Down low. Chamas in the front. And it's loose in front of the net. Johansson may have made one save. Storm clearing it into the corner. Sioux City threatening here on the power play. Chance in front for Schmidt. Save made by Johansson. Kyle Schmidt just throwing one to the net. Johansson made the save and hung on. 7:17 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and Sioux City are scoreless on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here in the GNC penalty kill, remember, stop into your GNC with a purchase of any item. You can be entered to win free Storm tickets. 7:16 remaining in the opening period. Faceoff is to the left of Jacob Johansson. Robbie Payne is taking it for the shorthanded Storm against Schmidt. Faceoff is won by Sioux City, camped in by Nardella, but lost the puck. And it's dumped all the way into the Musketeer end. Hayton settles it down. And a nice job on the forecheck. Robbie Payne creates the turnover. Sends it back to Martin. Martin almost lost it to Schmidt now. And it's McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy lost it to Snively. Snively gets leveled by Cutler Martin at the blue line, but it's deep in the Storm end once again. Now Robbie Payne's got it as Dello buries his man, and Payne just dumps it all the way down. 105 remaining in the Schultz charging penalty. 6:38 remaining in the opening period here from the Viero Event Center. Musketeers with it behind their own net, waiting as Nardella leaves it for Mantha. Nardella going to go off on a change as Mueller comes in. And now it's moved forward by Mantha to Mueller on the far side, past the red line, into the Storm end. Taken off the play there by Glukowski. First man to the puck was Delaney. He took a hit. And now on the backboard, it's behind Johansson's net. 30 seconds left in the Schultz charging penalty and the GNC penalty kill. Sioux City with an opportunity in the front. Peterson shoots. Save made. Rebound loose on the near side. It's picked up by Hopinen. Hopinen took a hit. Lost the puck out of the zone. Storm with some good forechecking pressure. Gomez all the way down the ice. Takes a hit. Trying to create some havoc here and kill the last 10 seconds of this Musketeer power play. Mueller in front of his net. Gomez all over him. Here's Mantha. Final seconds. Taken away by Berger. Here comes Chase Berger with a 2-on-1. Berger to the net. Shoots. Misses the net. Rebound comes out of the zone. Torrey Dello. Dello now. Long pass over to Berger again. Chase Berger on the far side. Holding to the center. Found Lebowski, but it went under his stick. And now we get a stoppage and a penalty. A hooking call is going to be whistled here. 5:23 remaining. I don't understand this with the officials. It's a hooking call, but Sioux City never touched up the puck. I don't get it. It's a hooking call, and I don't know how that happens, but the Storm are now going to go on the Century 21 power play for the next 2 minutes. From Mercury to the edge of the Milky Way, there's only one place in the universe you can play Nebraska Pick 5 at Nebraska Lottery Retailer. With a $50,000 starting jackpot and drawing 6 days a week. Pick up the Nebraska Pick 5 ticket today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Storm back on the Century 21 power play here. They got an abbreviated version of the power play earlier in the game, but just for 15 seconds. We'll see if they can do more this time in a scoreless game with 5:23 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Now let's just recap that last opportunity for the Storm. Chase Berger threw a pass over to Lebowski. Lebowski was hooked on the play, couldn't catch the pass, but then went over and got it and was starting to play. But then they call a penalty. Cutler Martin just hit the post off the opening faceoff on the Century 21 power play. Now we got a penalty, and now we got a couple players pushing and shoving. The Storm have hit two posts here in this opening period. There might be some penalties here. 1:52 remaining in the penalty to Sioux City. Now here's Drew Mayer going to the box. This is the second time the Storm have killed one of their power plays just a couple seconds in. And Mayer shoved a player for Sioux City after he looked like he was hit. And we're back to 4-on-4, it seems. The faceoff down in the Storm end. 5:14 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 4-on-4 for the next minute 52. We'll get to the Mayer penalty off the shot off the faceoff for Sioux City. Save made by Johansson. And now it's outletted to neutral ice by Chris Wilkie. Wilkie with the puck now. Wilkie in on side. Stops in the blue line. Took a hit. Dumped it down low, though. And a nice move by McMurphy on the goal line. He throws it in front. He couldn't put it in. McMurphy in the corner over to Wilkie. Wilkie lost an edge. Got taken down. Here comes the Musketeers with a 3-on-2. On the far side, Montgomery. Montgomery holding. Takes a shot. Save Johansson, and he hangs on. 4:43 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game here on the breeze. The action picking up right now as we're in 4-on-4 for the next minute 21. And then the Musketeers will have a 9-second power play. The most recent penalty to Drew Mayer, a 2-minute minor for cross-checking at 14:46. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, and they move it to neutral ice. L'Esperance on the far side, Poganski dumps it into the Sioux City end. 4-on-4 we are here, as Hopinen played it to Mantha. Ryan Mantha now And an outlet pass, Sively with an opportunity for a breakaway, but he couldn't connect on the pass. Cutler-Martin chases him into the near side corner. Poganski has it now for Tri-City. Poganski, cross-size pass deflected off some skates, and back to Poganski. Storm in offside, have to tag up here with 50 seconds left in the 4-on-4 and 4 minutes left in the period. Musketeers in onside, chance down low. Wrap around, Johansson with the left pad save. Up top for Mantha, another save, Johansson. Rebound loose, Johansson smothers it. Still loose into the corner. Big saves for Jacob Johansson, keeping it scoreless. And the Storm get it out of their end and get a change. 3:50 left in the first. 26 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Now the Storm get a turnover here. Schultz just jumps it in deep. Hayton out of his net to play it. Slows it down there for Amorosa. Storm with a turnover again. It's a Sear. Chance in front. Gomez save made by Hayton. Rebound is covered up by Hayton. As Robbie Payne was there for the Tri-City Storm. Couple opportunities, 4-on-4 either side. First for Sioux City, then for Tri-City. Still scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5, with 3:32 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play and 10 seconds left in a 4-on-4 situation. Storm aggressive on the forecheck. They've had some opportunities. Hayton and Johansson have kept this game scoreless. Face off to the left of Hayton now in the Sioux City end. Berger battling here, and he gets tossed. Austin Aduno is the man for Sioux City. Lebowski comes in and wins the draw. Back to Berger. Berger chips it into the far side corner. Berger down low. Berger on the far side corner. Gets it to Lebowski. Up top for Schultz. Storm shorthanded now for the next couple seconds. Schultz takes a shot, deflected wide. Lebowski threw it in front, and it's picked up by the Musketeers. Here's Schmidt leading the rest with Aduno. Aduno back to Olsen. Olsen with a shot. Blocked in front. Rebound. As the Storm ran full strength, covered up by Johansson. And players pushing and shoving in front of Jacob Johansson's net. Couple players now getting together. Olsen wants to drop the gloves, and the officials won't let him. Olsen and Schultz. Olsen tossed his mitts. And Schultz did not. Schultz will go. Both of them will go to the box. Just frustration boiling over, especially for the Musketeers, who are 0-2, have not gotten a win yet. We are still scoreless here. 3:09 remaining in the opening period. Couple players just wrestling in front of Johansson's net. Scoreless game. 3:09 remaining in the first. Things have definitely picked up in the latter half of the first, and we'll recap everything here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up. Both players, 2 minutes for delay of game as they threw a shot. Sioux City did on Johansson off the faceoff. Johansson with the easy save. And now Lukowski starts forward for Tri-City. On the far side, banked it off the wall ahead of Delaney. Amorosa sees some pressure in his own end. And it's played down to the Tri-City end. And here comes Sioux City with an opportunity behind the net. Chance in front. They score. A late goal in the first for Adam Johnson, who was ahead of the play. Took the puck on the far side corner, was ahead of everybody, and beat Johansson with a wraparound. Just a bad bounce as Johansson seemed like he was in a decent position there. But Adam Johnson went behind the net, just banked it in off Johansson's equipment on a wraparound. Johansson couldn't get down fast enough. It's 1-0 Sioux City with 2:46 remaining here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Just a tough goal for the Storm to let up. After it's been back and forth, the Storm hit two pipes in this period and have nothing to show for it. Now they trail by one goal. Sioux City in offside here to stop play. 2:37 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The goal scored by number 19, Adam Johnson, the Hibbing, Minnesota native, committed to Minnesota Duluth, and he has his team ahead 1-0. Assists on that goal. Still being discussed here as it was a nice pass by the Musketeers to spring him free. And now here's L'Esperance as we resume play. Now Gomez with space. Takes a shot, deflected wide. Rebound loose in front. And it's L'Esperance on the goal line. And in the near side, L'Esperance taking back Gomez. The shot save made Hayton. Nice job by Kyle Hayton. Anticipated that shot and got out there to block it with the blocker. And Storm take it away. Another shot, L'Esperance. Save Hayton. Rebounds loose in front. Sioux City with it. They air it out all the way down the ice in a roller. It's going to be icing. Icing on Sioux City. And here's a chance for the Storm with a minute 55 seconds left in the first. Musketeers are tired. They can't change. And Tri-City now with a chance to put some pressure on the Musketeers. 1-0 the score in favor of Sioux City. Face off to the right of Hayton. Berger against Jared Thomas for Tri-City. Face off one back for the Storm. Wilkie across to Dello. Dello with a shot. Deflection in front. Off the backboards. Chance, another chance for Lebowski. He takes, gets cross-checked. It's going to be a call. Lebowski got cross-checked from behind, and he draws a penalty. Dan Lebowski, the little guy, getting into those dirty areas, and Ryan Mantha heads to the box for 2 minutes. Cross-checking is the call, and the Tri-City Storm go on the Century 21 power play. The Storm have been on the Century 21 power play for a total of 24 seconds. They had two calls against Sioux City that the Storm have negated right away with penalties of their own. We'll see what they can do here. Face-off in the Sioux City end is won by the Musketeers, and Cecier cannot hold it in. Wilkie back into his own blue line. Cross-size pass deflected in the Musketeers zone. Neil Pionk just puts it right back into the Storm end. Johansson leaves it for Wilkie. Minute 28 left in the period. The period will expire before the Century 21 power play does. Wilkie ahead now to Payne. Payne in onside with L'Esperance, and it's out of the zone quickly by the Musketeers. Minute 15 left in the period now. Cecier dumps it in deep. Played on the far side and out of the zone once again. Gomez with it now for the Storm. Turns it over in the near side of the neutral zone. Back into the Storm end now. Minute left in the period. Storm on the power play. Trailing 1-0. Wilkie lofts it over to Gomez. Gomez holding on the near side. Gomez, cross-ice pass, finds Cecier. Cecier, chance in front, had pain there, couldn't connect. Gomez up top for Wilkie. Wilkie settles it back to Gomez. Cross-ice pass to Cecier. Cecier holding. Cecier to the center, deflected by Snively. Here's Sioux City with a home run chance. Here they come. An opportunity and a save by Johansson. Big opportunity for Avery Peterson, and Jacob Johansson keeps the game 1-0. Johansson has had a great first period, save for the one wraparound he let in, and here he stops a breakaway for Avery Peterson. Storm, dodge a bullet there as they let up a shorthanded breakaway. 31 seconds left here in the first. Storm on the power play, and they lost the faceoff. Thomas had a centering pass blocked, and now it's out of the Storm end. Lebowski corrals it, and it's Glukowski who settles it down. 20 seconds left in the period. Lebowski on the near side. Lost the puck. And Pomeroy back to Cutler Martin, who settles it down. Martin to the red line. Moves in offside. Lebowski got hit and couldn't get up. And he was in onside. Now Glukowski and Mueller having a few words. This game escalated a little bit here. Players... in the beginning, we didn't see much, but now we're seeing some pushing and shoving. Just 5 seconds remaining now in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm, assuming they don't score here, as the faceoff is in neutral ice. We'll have 16 seconds left on the Century 21 power play to start the second period. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lebowski threw it over to Mayer, and that's it for the opening frame. 1-0 Sioux City after the play. Some more pushing and shoving. Glukowski in the middle of everything. Glukowski, by the way, just getting over a 3-game suspension after his antics in the preseason with Des Moines. But we're through 20 minutes. The Storm are trailing by one. And Josh Howgie will talk things over with his boys in the locker room after the first period. 1-0 Sioux City after one. We'll be back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in a couple minutes. Right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Zandar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
20 minutes in the books here in Kearney, Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers. Storm are down 1-0 right now. The goal scored by Adam Johnson of Sioux City. And we'll recap that entire period right here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Look at what happened in that first period. Storm bit out of organization, disorganized is the word I was looking for there, as both teams, a lot of penalties, 7 in total, and the Storm get outshot 16-10. Jacob Johansson is the reason why we're in a 1-0 game right now. Johansson just absolutely, really just read everything perfectly in that first period, and you love to see it if you're the Storm there. Johansson made 15 saves and 16 shots, the only goal that beat him. For Adam Johnson at 17-14 late in the period, which is why it was tough for the Storm. You know, you play a period where you're hanging in there, you take some penalties, you kill some power plays, you're not getting the offense that you'd like, but you're in the game, and then all of a sudden you allow a goal late to a guy in Adam Johnson who just beat your defense up the ice and scores on a wraparound. No help for Johansson. And, it was a tough play for Johansson. And right now, the Storm trailing 1-0 here on the breeze. And a lot of opportunities for both teams. The Storm hit the post twice in that opening period. First, Thomas Aldworth, and then Cutler Martin. Both players hitting the post inches away from beating Kyle Hayton. Hayton was perfect in the first period, saving 10 out of 10. Penalties Well, there were plenty of them there in the first, as this game's coming a bit chippy. These two teams did not have a good taste in each other's mouth after the season series last year. Each team's won four games in the season series last year. And as we look at the penalties tonight, Thomas Delaney for interference, Sioux City's Dylan Plitt for boarding, Chris Wilkie for tripping, Tri-City's Jalen Schultz for charging, Sioux City Dylan Plitt for hooking, Drew Mayer for cross-checking, Jalen Schultz again for delay of game with Nicholas Olsen, and Ryan Mantha most recently for cross-checking. That penalty with 15 seconds remaining on it, it will carry over into the second period. The Storm with a quick opportunity just for 15 seconds to see if they can try to tie this game up right away in the second. Couple guys for the Storm that stood out in the first period. Austin Poganski playing his first period of hockey this season. Looked good. Made a couple nice plays. I mentioned Aldworth and Martin hitting the posts. Tori Dello looking good on the blue line. First period for Chase McMurphy. And Ryan McMurphy looking good on the penalty kill. Doing everything right for Sioux City. Adam Johnson scores that goal. But a couple good plays there in the period by Neil Pionk, Jared Thomas, Jake Montgomery, and Walteri Hopanen. All three of those guys, that's a big line for the Musketeers. They're getting opportunities, and Austin Oduno has looked good as well. He had a breakaway opportunity, and he was hauled down by Chris Wilkie, and there was a penalty call on Wilkie for tripping on that play. So just a really active, high-paced, fast-paced first period for both of these teams. And Sioux City able to come away with a 1-0 lead after just the first period in the first 20 minutes. A lot more left here in this one as there's 40 minutes left to play. We're just getting started here in the Central Hydraulic intermission report as we'll look to the Statler Implement period recap. Statler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Statler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break and come back with the Midway USHL out-of-town scoreboard, as well as get to your Best Western email inbox question of the game right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here at the Viero Event Center Tri-City Storm, doing battle with the Sioux City Musketeers, and right now trailing 1-0 to those Musketeers. let's get you today's USHL out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think Midway.com. A lot of games going on tonight around the USHL, and we'll check the standings as well. Indiana defeats Team USA 4-1. Team USA out to a 6-1 start before tonight, but the Ice get the win in Ann Arbor 4-1, the final there. In the third period, the Muskegon Lumberjacks ahead of the Fargo Force 3-0. And Muskegon with the advantage there. Fargo, bit of a rough start to the season, but they did pick up 2 points against these Sioux City Musketeers on their opening night. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders expected to be a very good team this season in the USHL. They have a 2-1 lead over the Youngstown Phantoms. That game in Cedar Rapids in the stable. And it's 2-1. Rough Riders, second period there in CR over the Youngstown Phantoms. Des Moines looking for their first points of the season against Lincoln. Also looking for their first points of the season. 2-2 in the icebox in Lincoln. 5 minutes remaining in the second period, Des Moines and Lincoln. It's 2-2 the score. The Storm will see Des Moines tomorrow night in Buccaneer Arena. And Des Moines actually has just scored a goal. Corey Schuneman on the power play to give the Buccaneers a 3-2 lead over Lincoln. Still a lot of time left. 4 minutes left in the second period there. Goals in that game for Lincoln, they had a 2-0 lead. This is all in the second period. We've seen 5 goals in the second period in Lincoln. Lincoln had a 2-0 lead on goals by John Simonson and Zach Pittman, but then Garrett Cockrell, Ruslan Rakhmatov, and Corey Schuneman have all scored to make it a 3-2 lead for the Buccaneers late in the second period. Other games going on here. Omaha with a 1-0 lead over the Sioux Falls Stampede. The Lancers now, and they're 4 minutes remaining in the second. The Lancers have still not given up a goal this season. We're in the third week of the USHL season. Lancers still haven't let up a goal. It's 1-0 on a goal by Tyler Vessel for Omaha. Leading in Sioux Falls, that's the home opener for the Stampede. The Stampede tomorrow head to Sioux City to take on the Musketeers and the Musketeers' home opener tomorrow night. And we also have Green Bay and Dubuque scoreless in the first intermission. Dubuque, a team that's faced this Sioux City team already this season. And Dubuque shut out the Musketeers 4-0 Storm. Not shutting out the Musketeers tonight. You'll have to wait another game for your donut if you were hoping for the Daylight Donuts donut for a donut promotion. If the Storm shut out an opponent here at the Viero Event Center, everyone in attendance will win a free donut. But that's not going to happen tonight because it's a 1-0 lead for Sioux City after one period. And that's your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. A lot of games going on. We'll keep you updated throughout the night with which USHL teams are in good shape here as the Storm trailing 1-0 here on the Breeze. And we want to remind you about our Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Trivia question of the week. Every week on Facebook, we did the first one this week. We're going to have a trivia question for a chance to win a free Valentino's buffet. Valentino's eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all you can eat buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Well, we are through here, the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second period here from the Viero Event Center. Storm trailing Sioux City 1-0 on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, oh, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. the just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We're here for the second period of play at the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffrin with you. Tri-City Storm taking on the Sioux City Musketeers. Storm trailing 1-0 after one. Ryan Mantha back in the box serving a 15 more seconds of a cross-checking penalty to start this second period. Storm down 1-0. They're going to try to get back in this game in the second period. That's what they did in their first game. They trailed Lincoln 1-0 after one. They scored a goal in the second and tied at one. In the third, we had no scoring. And then the Storm won in a shootout. So, it'll be Berger, Wilkie, Lebosky, Dello, and Sasir for the Storm to start the second period on the power play, the Century 21 power play. They win the faceoff, and Berger's in onside. He dumps it in deep, and now Neil Pionk trying to wrap it around the boards, fanned, and now he gets it all the way kept in the zone. Nice job by Sasir there, keeping it in the zone. We're back at even strength now. Storm fighting forward on the near side wall, and it's kept in by Dello. Dello over to Sasir with a shot. Saved by Hayton. Kyle Hayton with the glove save there. Garrett Sasir let the shot go from the left point. 30 seconds into the second period. Still 1-0 Sioux City right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. Chase Berger on the faceoff. Now against Austin Aduno. Berger tossed out of the circle. Dan Lebosky will come in and take it. Lebosky, the Edina, Minnesota native, wins it over to Berger. And out of the zone, Delaney has to go back and get to this one as Dello is there behind the Storm net with Johansson. And Delaney takes a hit from Aduno, and it's played by Olsen. Olsen to the center, shot from Schmidt. He fanned on it. He fanned on a shot. Now here comes Tri-City. Wilkie through neutral ice, a bouncing puck. Wilkie's in onside with it. Mantha tried to slap it out. He couldn't. And now it's up top for Delaney. Cross ice to Cutler Martin with a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound to Delaney on the left point. Kept it in. Down low, Wilkie. Wilkie got the puck chipped over his stick. And now on the near side, Olsen lost. That's Olsen for Sioux City. And chance in front for the Storm on a chance on the forecheck. But it's taken back by the Musketeers. And now Olsen is in onside. Oh, gets past one man. Down low behind the net. Olsen, a big body there. Throws it in front, taken away by Tri-City. And Delaney starts to rush. Nice outlet pass there to Poganski. Poganski down the right side. Poganski behind the net to the center. It's shot, and it misses wide. Ryan McMurphy with a good opportunity. Now Poganski up top for Schultz. Schultz with a shot, and he was going backwards. And now it's taken back by Sioux City. Icing waved off. as Schultz is back to get it in the Tri-City end. Couple minutes in as Schultz almost lost it. Storm able to reorganize here and take the puck back on their sticks as Chase McMurphy fell down. Cutler Martin tries to settle the play down. Martin shoving a guy behind the net as it's chipped into neutral ice by Tri-City. And now back into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz with the puck on a stick here for the Storm on the far side. And it's a nice pay in the center ice. Here's McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy with a shot. And he scores! Ryan McMurphy in his first game of the season ties the game 1-1. Looked like it went right off the post and in. Ryan McMurphy. He only had 2 goals last season, but he's made one count here in his first game after a 3-game suspension. Ryan McMurphy. The Broken Arrow, Oklahoma native, just threw one in. And a bit of an awkward play. I didn't think that it had went in right away, but it did. And it's tied up. 17:39. Left in the second. Cutler Martin picks up the first assist. Ryan McMurphy getting on the board early this year. As we're now deep into the Storm end. Sioux City had the possession, and now it's moved to the far side. Move forward. Outlet pass. Here comes Tri-City. It's Aldworth. Try to get it to the center. Taken off. And now Glukowski puts it in deep. So McMurphy from Martin. And we're tied 1-1 here. 17:05 remaining in the second. Storm on the forecheck here. And it's now moved back into the Tri-City end. Delaney plays it on the far side. Joe Snively's there first for Sioux City. Snively taken off the puck by Aldworth. Aldworth gets hit hard. Lost his stick on the play. He's back on his feet. Dello backhands one in neutral ice. Hutchison moves it forward. Mayer decides not to chase. Instead, go for a change. And now Neil Pionk for Sioux City. Pionk moving forward. Outlet pass to neutral ice. And here's Peterson. Peterson winds up. Shot off Johansson's helmet into the netting. Johansson just, he absolutely absorbed that hit. He knew it was coming. Stuck his helmet right down. And he let the puck go right off the helmet and out of play. He took his helmet off for a second, put it right back on, made sure everything was okay. Johansson actually, fun fact about Johansson, his helmet was broken during the shootout last week, and he wore Hayden Levine's helmet and still prevailed for the Storm in that game last week. Now on the near side wall, off the faceoff, Sioux City with possession. Storm are all over him. Here as they battle to a side on the near side wall. Plitt trying to get free. Dello's all over him. And now it's picked up by Tri-City, Joel Esperance. And now Gomez. Cross-ice pass. Robbie Payne in on side. And the Stormers stopped at the line, and now they are whistled for offside. 15:54 remaining in the second period. Tri-City has tied this game on a goal by Ryan McMurphy. A guy who scored just 2 all last season gets one in his first game. We get a slashing penalty on the Storm. And Robbie Payne at the blue line there when the Storm were stopped gets whistled for a 2-minute slashing call. Storm on the GNC penalty kill for the next 2 minutes. 15:54 left in the opening period. Excuse me, the second period here. And Storm able to win the faceoff. Lebowski's got it. Out to the races. Lebowski with a shot. It was blocked, but Lebowski picks up his own rebound. And now Chase Berger will kill some clock. Takes a shot on Hayden. Hayden made the save. And now Ryan Mantha. So a couple good opportunities there for the Storm shorthanded. And now it's Mueller. Mueller in on side. Got it behind the Storm net. Martin got taken off the puck. And now Peterson on the far side. Peterson played it up top for Mantha. Cross-ice pass, Mueller. Mueller puts it down behind the net. Glukowski's there to intercept. Try to play it up the wall. Turned over. Here's Sioux City with an opportunity. Turnaround shot. Save, Johansson. Big save with the right pad. And now Cutler Martin gets tangled up with his man after the play. Couple players pushing and shoving. 1:10 remaining in the Robbie Payne slashing penalty, the GNC penalty kill. Martin, got to be careful. You don't want to take a penalty there when you're already down a man. But he was absolutely all over Jake Montgomery in front of the net. 15:03 remaining in the second. Tied up at one here at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze. Faceoff won by the Musketeers now with the power play. Snively has it for the Musketeers now in the corner. Snively with room. Schmidt, shot, save. Johansson with the blocker. Rebound poked out of the zone. Nice job by the Storm of the penalty kill, poking that out. 50 seconds left in the Robbie Payne penalty and the GNC penalty kill. It's moved forward by Nardella. And now Heinrich. Heinrich to the red line. In onside. And they call offside now. Delayed offside on Sioux City. 39 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. 1-1 the score. Goals have been scored by Adam Johnson and Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy on the faceoff now. Sioux City wins that faceoff, but McMurphy will take it as it goes all the way down on Hayton. 30 seconds remaining in the penalty kill. And it's stolen by Hutchison. He just dumps one in on Hayton. Hayton makes the blocker save. Hutch goes off on a line change. Lebowski on the ice. Heinrich now for the Musketeers. Heinrich in onside. Heinrich, who was drafted in the NHL draft this past May, lost an edge there as he came in the zone. Now it's Nardella on the left point. Cross-ice pass. Thomas with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Snively on the far side. Thomas, Snively on the goal line. Chance in front. And a shot missed the net there. Storm back at full strength with Heinrich with the puck now. Down low to Schmidt. Playing give and go with Snively. Snively tried a toe drag move. Shot. Save Johansson with the right pad. And now it's picked up by Heinrich. Keeps it in. Good pressure here from the Musketeers, but the Storm get the puck here. As Robbie Payne out of the box. Nice job left it for Berger. Payne in onside. Neil Pionk has it now for Sioux City. Lebowski was lurking. Berger trying to tie him up. Gets the puck to the far side. Nardella. Nardella ahead now. Snively finds Thomas with room. Thomas stops. Tries to center it. Taken away by Tri-City. Here's Wilkie. Nice pass for Berger. Berger in onside. Berger just flips one behind the net. Pionk wrapped it to the far side, and now here's your goal scorer for Sioux City, Adam Johnson. Johnson ahead, Oduno dumps it in. Johansson plays it along the far side wall. Now Pogansky, outlet pass, was broken up for a second by Olsen, but now in a neutralized Chase McMurphy. McMurphy tried a centering pass for Wilkie, who's still on the ice. And Wilkie trying to work with it, he has it. Wilkie keeping it in the zone. Now it's poked forward and taken by Amarola. And now into the Storm end as a chance for Amorosa. Gets the puck on the right point. Neil Pionk on the left. Pionk with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound. Save Johansson. Jacob Johansson. And after the play, Golkowski gets taken down. And now a couple players. Golkowski got pushed down by a Sioux City player. And then everybody converged the Storm. Rush to defend their veteran defenseman, Nolan Gulkowski. Gulkowski is down. He's slowly trying to work to his feet here. Olsen, I think, is the one that knocked Gulkowski down. We're going to get a replay here. And Gulkowski was just standing in front of the net. Oh, man. Olsen just slashed Gulkowski on the back of the leg. As blatant of a slash as I've ever seen from Nick Olsen. Just slashed him on the back of the leg there on the replay. And Gulkowski being carried off. Olsen is sent to the box. That is as dirty of a play as you can see from a guy. In front of the net, Glukowski's literally just standing there in front of the net. And he gets slashed on the back of the leg. 12:24 remaining here in the second period. We got a 1-1 score here between Tri-City. We got the Viero 4G slap shot going on the ice here. Tri-City and Sioux City. And Olsen now being allowed out of the box. And back to the Sioux City bench. I don't know what they're calling here. But I got to tell you, the Storm don't end up on a power play after this one. I mean, the replay clearly, you see it. Either way, Jacob Johansson is honestly having an unbelievable game. They have called no penalty on this. This is unbelievable that there's no penalty. And it's just an official missing a call because, obviously, you know, the officials don't get a replay. So I'm not going to – but if you make the call and you send the guy to the box, how do you let him out? Here's the replay for you, those of you on Fast Hockey. Kukowski literally standing to the side of Johansson. Olsen comes over, whacks him in the back of the right leg. And now that they've shown the replay here in the arena, the fans not happy. And that's what the Storm were upset about. I cannot believe that Nick Olsen's still on the ice right now. Technically, he's not on the ice. He's on his team's bench. But he should be in the penalty box. 12:24 remains in the second period. Now we'll see how the Storm can respond. Bit of an adversity here. After Johansson made some great saves in net, we're still at even strength. Faceoff was won by Tri-City out of their own end, and now the Musketeers have it. Peterson in onside. Leaves it for Johnson with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. Picked up by Drew Mayer. Mayer on the far side. Banked one to Aldworth. Aldworth banks one into the Sioux City zone. Here's Aldworth streaking. Pokes one on net. And Hayton makes the save. And Hayton goes right over to Aldworth afterwards. Aldworth was charging in on Hayton. Just poked one in on the goaltender and skated away. 12:01 remaining. Here in the second, it's 1-1, Storm and Musketeers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Things absolutely getting testy here in Kearney tonight between these two teams. Mayer is on the faceoff now against Oduno. Definitely some irate Storm fans here in the crowd right now in a 1-1 game. Faceoff won by the Musketeers behind their own net, and we get a stoppage here. And Olsen's being escorted with Hutchison to the box. Both of those two to the box. And looks like we'll have coincidental penalties here to both Hutch and Olsen. Hutchison trying to get Olsen to fight, I guess. Olsen, the player who's under scrutiny right now. Both for slashing coincidental minors. There's right off the faceoff. Now we're still at 5-on-5. Off the faceoff, a shot from Della was blocked in front. And now here comes Sioux City. It's Johnson. Johnson on the near side. Johnson to the net. Save made Johansson. Rebound is loose in the corner. Picked up by Tri-City. Outletted forward. Here's Robbie Payne. A backhanded pass was knocked down out of the air by Heinrich. And now Heinrich has it for the Musketeers. To the far side, Neil Pionk. Pionk played it forward into the Storm end. Cecere able to pick it up. Garrett Cecere. Be going to his home city of Des Moines tomorrow. Nice pass for L'Espérance. L'Espérance is in. He shoots, and it was deflected wide of the net. Joel L'Espérance had a step, but he was nice play on the back check by the Musketeers. L'Espérance, it was taken off his stick. He couldn't get a clean shot. Now the Storm have it in neutral ice. Martin to L'Espérance, who dumps it in deep, goes for a change, visibly upset on the bench after missing an opportunity. Storm in on the forecheck, though. It's the McMurphy line. And a stoppage in a frozen puck here in the corner. Couple players pushing and shoving. And we get a stoppage, 10:57, remaining in the second period. 1-1 the score. And as I said, things a bit testy here at the Fierro Event Center. Between these two teams, seems like almost after every play, we've got pushing, we've got shoving. The two teams, not friends tonight. As McMurphy goes against Jared Thomas on the faceoff, Tri-City wins it. Poganski puts it in deep, goes to play it, and in deep in the Sioux City end, Storm in on the forecheck, Poganski on the far side wall. Now it's Ryan McMurphy with a shot, deflection wide. Poganski was there in front for the deflection, but he put it wide. Now it's McMurphy again winning a battle on the far side, and it's moved here on the near side by the Musketeers, but Poganski's in there. Poganski behind the net. Poganski still with the puck. Shoved off by Thomas. McMurphy comes in with a hit. This is a great line here for the Storm. The McMurphys and Poganski. And now finally the Musketeers have the puck. Good hard work by Ryan McMurphy and Austin Poganski specifically there. As Sioux City feeds Montgomery. Montgomery was offside though. And he had to tag up. Now here comes the Storm the other way. It's Lebowski. Lebowski on the far side. Slap shot save made by Hayton. Rebound. Jake Montgomery. Montgomery ahead for Thomas. Nice hit there by Martin. And the puck is loose and neutralized. Here come the Storm. And overskated the puck was Chris Wilkie. Wilkie and Lavosky would have had a two-on-one, but Wilkie overskated it. And now it's thrown deep in the Storm end. Hopinen had an opportunity, but he couldn't handle it at the blue line. Now Martin throws it back to Schultz. 9:40 left in the second period. We're just over halfway through this game. It's 1-1 here in Kearney between Tri-City and Sioux City. Here's an opportunity for Plitt in front. Turnaround shot went wide. Berger plays it for Cutler Martin, who settles things down for Tri-City. Martin decides to go behind the net. He's got pressure from both sides. Puck's taken away, but now the Storm have it back. Cutler Martin comes out of it with the puck and finds Jalen Schultz, his defensive partner, on the near side. Schultz fanned on a pass, but got it to the top of the zone, not out. Mueller down low. Now it's Mears-Moore. Mears-Moore up top for Mueller. Mueller with space. Takes a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound on the near side. Now Wilkie. Wilkie gets shoved off. Then Schultz on the far side. Storm a bit pinned in their own end here. Mantha keeps it in. Here's Cutler Martin. Martin slows it down. Airs one out. And an opportunity offside is would have been whistled. It's delayed offside. Wilkie couldn't touch it. Here comes the Musketeers. The other way. It's Moore with a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. Save made. Another chance in front here. Say slow it down up to Pionk. It's taken away by Gomez. Here's Gomez for the Storm. Gomez moves in. Tries a centering pass for Aldworth. Couldn't catch it. And now it's nice job by Drew Mayer to get in there and take the puck away. Mayer to the center. And he was knocked off the puck. And now the Musketeers start it forward. It's Peterson. Avery Peterson. Aldworth flying back on the back check, trying to get it away from him. Chance in front of the centering pass, taken away by Tri-City. Here's a 2-on-2, 3-on-2 if they hurry. Mayer in onside. Drew Mayer lost the puck. Here come the Musketeers back the other way. It's Johnson. Johnson in onside. Johnson to the net. And he saved made by Johansson. And a penalty's whistled, a slashing call. Holy moly, Jacob Johansson's having a night here tonight. And that was Johnson, who's beat him once, waited till the last second, and Johansson kicked up that right pad and made a beautiful save. Delaney goes for slashing, trying to slow his man down. And the Storm are on the GNC penalty kill for 2 minutes. 7:54 left in the second period. We got a tie game here between the Storm and the Musketeers. 1-1 the score. Musketeers scored in the first. Storm got a goal early in the second from Ryan McMurphy. Faceoff won by Tri-City and Torrey Dello on the far side for Ryan McMurphy. Gets it out of the zone. Back to neutral ice for Blake Heinrich. Storm killing a penalty here on the GNC penalty kill. Heinrich. Cross-ice pass for Thomas. Thomas with a shot. Missed the net high. Rebound. Snively settles it down into the corner. Puts it below the dots. And Thomas gets it back. Thomas. Ooh, he gets taken down. Storm trying to get it out of the zone. They do. And Martin, Robbie Payne, that was. Payne throws it in on Hayton. Hayton able to get it right back to Snively. Storm with a line change here. Snively ran into the official, and Berger played it for Lebowski. Lebowski gets taken off by Nardella, and it goes back deep into the Musketeer end. 1:15 remaining here in the Delaney slashing penalty. 7 minutes left in the second period. Snively, backhand pass. Thomas is free. Save Johansson with the left pad. Now Nardella at the right point. Keeps it in. Channering pass. And it's Schmidt with a shot. Save Johansson. Jacob Johansson is having a night. He is there making all kinds of saves from the left to the right pad. The blocker, the glove, the helmet he's made saves with. And right now he's keeping the Storm in this one. It's 1-1. GNC penalty killer. They always say your goaltender's got to be your best penalty killer. And right now, Jacob Johansson is the MVP of this team. 6:49 left in the second period. 56 seconds left on the Delaney slashing penalty in the GNC penalty kill. Faceoff in the Storm end is won by Sioux City. Montgomery went after it. Hutchison now out of the box after he served his slashing penalty. Hutchison got sealed off, couldn't get it out of the zone. And now, here's an opportunity for Sioux City. 40 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Peterson up top for Mueller. Mueller with a chance. Down low to Mantha. Back to Peterson with a shot. And it was blocked by Glukowski. Kept in the zone by Mueller. 30 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Behind the net, Dello for the Storm, trying to work it for Glukowski, taken away by Peterson. Peterson up top for Mueller. Over to Mantha with a shot. Save Johansson. Mantha on the one-timer. Johansson didn't have a lot of time, but he got there, and the shot went right into his chest. 6:08 left in the second. 1-1 game here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. 14 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Delaney's in the box for slashing. It's a 1-1 game at the Viero Event Center, and we got a lot of excitement here. A lot of time left in this one, too. Face off to the right of Johansson. Storm try to win it forward. They couldn't. Mantha keeps it in on the left point. Down low it goes for Montgomery. Martin knocks him down. No call coming. And Peterson up top. It's Mueller. Finds Mantha. Final seconds. Mantha with a shot. Save Johansson. And we're back at even strength. Storm get it out of the zone. Here comes Delaney out of the box. Couldn't handle it. And the puck's on the near side. Ush! Oh, a collision. And hoping it went down Berger. And Delaney knocked him to the ground. Now it's Peterson for Sioux City with the puck at neutral ice. Peterson dumped it off of Olsen into the zone. And here comes Tri-City the other way. It's Chris Wilkie. Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie doing work in the zone to the center, and it was deflected. Try to get it to Berger. And now a bouncing puck to the far side wall. Berger and Lebowski working it down low. And Neil Pionk first man to the puck. And out of the zone it goes. Icing waved off. And the first man to it, Johnson. Johnson gets the puck to Olsen up top now. For Amorosa to the far side. Pionk, nice pass for Olsen. Shot save made by Johansson with the blocker. And now another chance here. Amorosa, Nick Olsen, save made by Johansson with the right pad. And now it's Aduno. Sioux City with pressure here. Pionk on the right point. Pionk gets past Lebowski to the center. Storm knocked the puck away. Can't get it out of the zone. Lebowski tries to shovel it out. He can't. And now it's banked off the wall, kept in by Amorosa, and a hand pass whistle. Storm catch a break. With the hand pass, 4:41 remains in the second period. We got a 1-1 game, and Sioux City is showing why they have a lot of talent, why some people pick them to be one of the top teams in the Western Conference this season. It's 1-1. We're tied up as we get a quick media timeout here in the second period. Right now, it is fast and furious. Both teams really increasing the speed of play. The physicality is there. The goaltending has been there, especially from the Storm's Jacob Johansson. It's a 1-1 game here in Kearney on Pink in the Rink night. Pink's holding up pretty well so far on the ice. And everyone seems to be seeing the puck okay as well. There's some white spots around, but I'm sure when the Zamboni clears things up during the intermission, it'll be back to the Pink. 4:41 remaining here in the second period. And by the way, with this Pink in the Rink, I don't envy the Viero Event Center maintenance crew who has to take the Pink off the rink tomorrow while the Storm are in Des Moines to take on the Buccaneers. Pregame for tomorrow night's game, 6:45, right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm and Buccaneers renewing a bit of a preseason rivalry. There are 7 fights in that game in the preseason. As the puck is dropped, we're back underway here with 4:30 left in the second. Storm on the faceoff win. It's Aldworth. Aldworth splits the D. In onside. Aldworth, another man through to the net! And it's saved by Hayton and a penalty upcoming. A little glimpse of what we might see from Thomas Aldworth this season. Skating through a few Sioux City players and generating an opportunity in a Century 21 power play for the Tri-City Storm. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property, call Century 21 at 308-234-5550. Mayer, Lebowski, Aldworth, Glukowski, and Martin on the ice here for Tri-City. Storm win the faceoff, but Mayer could not hold the puck. And now here comes Sioux City with an on-man rush shorthanded. On the far side, they throw it to the center. It's blocked by Martin. And now here come the Storm. It's Glukowski. Outlet pass too far ahead of Mayer. And now it's in the Storm end. Tri-City will calm things down. It's Aldworth. 1:37 remaining here in the Century 21 power play. Aldworth shoots it in the zone. Now on the far side, Lebowski trying to play it. Lebowski corrals it, threw it to the near side where some empty space was found for Cutler Martin. Martin holds it in deep. Played on the far side now by Sioux City to the near side. Martin keeps it in again, but he puts it in the netting and out of play. 3:42 remains in the second period. We're deadlocked one apiece between the Storm and the Musketeers. 1:16 left in the penalty to Neil Pionk of Sioux City for hooking. So Pionk in the box for hooking. Face off in neutral ice. L'Esperance won it. And here is Wilkie at the point. In onside with Robbie Payne. Payne on the near side. Up top for Cecere. Wraps it down low. L'Esperance leaves it there for Gomez. Up top for Wilkie, who's got space. Wilkie now to Gomez. Gomez down low. L'Esperance got space. L'Esperance down low. Gomez behind the net. Gomez got time to Cecere. Cecere to Wilkie. One-timer. Saved in front. Now Robbie Payne with 45 seconds left on the man advantage. Down low. It's Gomez. Gomez on the goal line on the far side. Up for Cecere. The one-timer deflection in front went wide. Now the rebound is played by Amorosa. Storm trying to repossess the puck here. L'Esperance. L'Esperance in the corner with Gomez. Robbie Payne. He's got it. A centering pass. Shot from Gomez went wide. Rebound is played on the near side wall and cleared all the way down by Sioux City. 18 seconds left in the man advantage. Johansson leaving it there. Tri-City finishing a line change. Final rush. It's Wilkie. Wilkie out of his own end. Wilkie through neutral ice to the far side. Wilkie with space. Now on the far side wall. Final second of the power play. Musketeers have it out of the zone. And we're back at even strength. Nice job, though, by the Storm to get it back into the Musketeer end. And a slow roller is played by Mantha. Mantha holds with it. Home run pass connected with Snively. Icing waved off. Johnson takes a hit now for the Musketeers. Moves it to Peterson. Down low. Chase McMurphy and Dello are there for Tri-City. 2 minutes left in the second. Tied game 1-1. Musketeers working in deep again. It's Johnson. Johnson gets it poked off his stick by Dello. And now it's Snively who comes into play. This has been Sioux City's best line here. Peterson, Johnson, and Snively. Now it's Mueller to the far side. Mantha puts it off the backboards to the near side. Mueller. Mueller again in deep. And it's Snively up top for Mantha at the right point. Mantha holding. Mantha throws one in. It's deflected wide of the net. Johnson down low for Peterson. Up top, a shot from Mueller. And it's deflected by Johansson up top off the boards. 1:23 left in the period. Sioux City with a great shift here. Storm trying to repossess the puck in the far side. And it's Snively who comes in for Sioux City. It's held up against by Dello. And now Ryan McMurphy couldn't get to it. Now it's finally poked to Chase McMurphy. McMurphy ahead for Poganski. Poganski can't gain the red line. Here's Sioux City right back. Olsen gets past, gets hooked by Schultz. And Johansson covers the puck. Schultz is going to be called for hooking there as he held up Olsen and the Storm now to the penalty kill. Well, that was some dominance from Sioux City the last 2 minutes. Musketeers and their line of Avery Peterson, Joe Snively, and Adam Johnson have kept the Storm at bay all night. Specifically there, they may not have scored, but they drew a power play. 56 seconds left in the period, and Schultz goes for hooking. Face-off to the right of Johansson. The Storm have to kill this. It's a 1-1 game. Glukowski off the face-off win for the Storm. Backhands it all the way down the ice. Nice job by Nolan Glukowski. Kyle Hayton, the goaltender for Sioux City, stops it now for Nardella. And now Jared Thomas. Thomas gets past Robbie Payne, the forechecker. Musketeers are in onside, but Cutler Martin gets to a loose puck and banks it right out of the zone. Nardella lost the puck here on a forecheck by the Storm's Chase Berger, but back now to Blake Heinrich. Heinrich, 25 seconds left in the period. This power play for Sioux City will carry over. 20 seconds left in the period. Heinrich out of his own end. Pass too far ahead of his man Johnson. Martin banks it off the boards out to neutral ice. Loose puck in neutral ice as Schmidt tries to control a bouncer. Nardella holding at the red line. 10 seconds left in the period. Sioux City with Johnson who flips it into the corner. Johnson will go get it against Martin. And now it's picked up by Glukowski. Last second of play, and it's the buzzer sounds. So, we have a similar recipe to what we had a week ago. On Saturday, Lincoln scored in the first, the Storm scored in the second, and then nobody scored in the third. Here tonight, Sioux City scores in the first, the Storm have scored in the second, And we got 20 minutes left of play. We'll see how the script ends in this one. After the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, 20 minutes left to go. It's a 1-1 game on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go! Yeah.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
A reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal, quality lasts longer.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Tri-City Storm, tied 1-1 with Sioux City. 20 minutes remaining in this one, and it has been a very action-packed game here from the start. We've had some goals, we've had some battling in front of the net, we've had some great goaltending by both sides, specifically for the Storm. In net, Jacob Johansson has now made 30 saves through two periods. Sioux City has had 31 shots, and Johansson has saved 30 of those. Tri-City has 19 shots. They had 10 in the first, 9 in the second. And one of those shots in the second was a goal for Ryan McMurphy from Cutler Martin at 2:21 of the middle frame. It's our only goal of the second period. McMurphy, a guy who only scored 2 goals all last season, picks one up in his first game as he was suspended for the first game of the year after a fight line brawl in Des Moines. McMurphy into the lineup and instantly creates some offense. Scores from Cutler Martin at 2:21. Martin now is the Storm leader in scoring. He has 2 assists this season. He's assisted on both of the Storm goals. And the Storm, they've battled hard here, and they've used their goaltender to their advantage. It's 1-1. There's 1:04 left in a Jalen Schultz hooking penalty. And Schultz right now has taken 3 different penalties here today. He's got 6 penalty minutes for Tri-City, but He's playing on a top pair with Cutler Martin, and he's trying to hold his own against a speedy offense for the Sioux City Musketeers that generate a lot of chances. As we're tied 1-1 after two periods of play, Kyle Hayton in net for the Musketeers has saved 18 of the 19 shots that have come his way. The McMurphy goal, kind of an awkward one. He came in on the right side and took a shot from the bottom of the right circle that was able to get past Hayton. Might have hit the crossbar and went in. And just a lucky bounce for a guy, McMurphy, who does everything right for the Storm. Power plays, neither team is able to generate success on the power play as far as goal scoring. Sioux City 0 of 7 on the power play tonight. Storm 0 of 4. And the Musketeers have had some great chances, but Jacob Johansson has been there to make a lot of big saves for Tri-City. He has seen the puck very well tonight, and really just an experienced netminder coming over from Sweden. The Storm lucky to have a guy in Jacob Johansson here in net who saved 30 shots in the first two periods, and we are tied 1-1 after two periods. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment for the parts you need to keep you running. Visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, and we'll come back with your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard. We'll remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox and Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet Trivia Tuesdays in just a few moments here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers tied 1-1 here on The Breeze after two periods. I'm Jared Sheffrin. Thanks for joining us. We're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. 1-1 game. Adam Johnson, Ryan McMurphy, a goal for each side. And let's check the USHL out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. As we look at the scores from around the USHL, Indiana defeated Team USA 4-1. That's a final and 2 points for the Ice in the Eastern Conference. Muskegon shuts out Fargo at home in Muskegon. 3-0. A win for the Lumberjacks over the Fargo Force. That is a final. Youngstown and Cedar Rapids early on in the third period. It's a 2-2 score in Cedar Rapids at the Stable. Two goals for either side. Cedar Rapids, Andrew Ogilvy and Jason Kalinowski. J.J. Pichinich for Youngstown and Maxim Letunov. 2-2 the score between Cedar Rapids and Youngstown in the third period. Des Moines and Lincoln tied 3-3 in what's been a back-and-forth game. Lincoln scored the first two at the icebox in the second period. Des Moines answered with three in a row, and then Lincoln tied it up on a goal by David Paratino late in the second. With 5 minutes left in the third, 3-3, Des Moines and Lincoln, and those two teams, the Storm are watching very closely. Not only are they in the Western Conference, but the Storm will be in Des Moines to take on the Buccaneers tomorrow night. And right now, both Lincoln, Sioux City, and Des Moines without any wins. Lincoln has 1 point as they lost to the Storm in a shootout, but Sioux City, Des Moines are winless, and Fargo now is 1-2 as they won their first game against Sioux City, but has dropped two since then. So Tri-City battling already in the standings early on in the season, but they're watching that Lincoln and Des Moines game as they will face Des Moines tomorrow at Buccaneer Arena. Also around the league, Omaha is defeating Sioux Falls 3-0, spoiling the opening night and the raising of the banner for the Eastern Conference Championship for Sioux Falls. Western Conference Championship. Omaha, unbelievable right now. The Lancers are about to finish off their third consecutive shutout. Cole Bruns, who, by the way, looked very human at the end of the preseason when the Storm spotted 5 goals on Bruns, has made all 20 saves that have come his way, and the Lancers are shutting down the Stampede on opening night, a 3-0 lead. Tyler Vessel has 2 power play goals for Omaha, and Jimmy Schult, a brother of former Sioux Falls defenseman Joe Schult, has scored against the Stampede. It is 3-0 Omaha, and I'm sorry, but after tonight, Omaha is going to be the team to beat in the Western Conference, defeating Sioux Falls, and they haven't let up a goal yet this season, the Lancers. It's not over yet. There's 6 minutes in the third period left, and it's just very impressive for the Lancers to go into a building like Sioux Falls on opening night and shut down the Stampede in their high-powered offense. Dubuque has a 1-0 lead on the Green Bay Gamblers in the Eastern Conference at the end of the second period. And the Storm here with Sioux City tied 1-1. That's your look at the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard once again. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think Midway.com. Now, we reminded you about the Valentino's trivia question on Facebook. Every Tuesday, we're doing a Tuesday trivia for Valentino's where you can win a free buffet. We're also doing our Best Western Plus email inbox this season. Fans, you can email bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com with a question about the Storm, and we'll get it answered for you right here on the broadcast here for the Breeze and the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm. A lot of things coming up here on the show. We've got quite the third period ready to go. The Big O Tires, third period of play. It's 1-1, Tri-City and Sioux City. 2 points on the line tonight in Kearney in pink in the rink style. Here is the Storm painted the rink pink for this one. And there's 20 minutes left. Should be a great third period. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take a quick break and come back with all the action in the final frame right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Just 20 minutes left in this one. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are tied 1-1. Thanks for tuning in on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pink in the Rink night here in Kearney. Teams back out of the ice for the third period. Musketeers going from left to right on your radio dial. Tri-City from right to left. And if it's anything like the first two periods, there's going to be a lot of action here in the third, and it should be topsy-turvy as these two teams have put on a good show thus far. Shots on goal are 31-19 in favor of Sioux City, but we got a 1-1 game. Storm back onto the ice right now as Jacob Johansson gets ready to get back in between the pipes. 20 minutes left to go. Musketeers looking for their first win of the year. Storm looking to stay undefeated. They're 1-0. By the way, a scoring change on the Storm goal. It is Ryan McMurphy from Cutler Martin and Chase McMurphy. So the McMurphy duo teams up, unrelated duo. But congratulations to Chase McMurphy for his first Storm point in the regular season. Ryan McMurphy, first goal of the season. Cutler Martin, second assist of the season. As we are ready for this Big O Tires third period of play. You know cars and trucks today last longer than ever, but you have got to take good care of them with regular preventative maintenance. And at Big O Tires, they can take care of that for you with complete radiator, fuel system, power steering, brake system, and transmission flush service. Big O will take great care to ensure your vehicle is properly maintained. Big O Tires. Storm are killing a penalty for a minute and 4 seconds here to start the third period. Jalen Schultz went for hooking at 19:04 of the second. The Storm have their penalty killing unit on the ice. Cutler Martin, Nolan Glukowski, Robbie Payne, and Ryan McMurphy. Payne will take the face off now. Against, it should be for Sioux City, Jared Thomas. Thomas able to win the faceoff, and Hayton will have it and settle it down behind his net. With a lot of speed now, Thomas brings the puck forward. Thomas through neutral ice. In onside with Joe Snively. Snively back to Thomas. Glukowski all over him, takes the puck away, can't get it out of the zone. Blake Heinrich holds it in. Heinrich to Amorosa. Amorosa to the near side, Snively. Down low it goes for Thomas. Chance in front. Snively shoots. Save Johansson. Oh boy, Johansson is just, when the play collapses in front, his big size, he just collapses in the net. 6'2", 185 for Jacob Johansson. And right there, just a perfect example, the play collapse. Johansson stood tall and found the shot through traffic. 30 seconds into the period, 34 seconds remaining in the Schultz penalty. Storm on the GNC penalty kill here. As the faceoff's won by Tri-City. But they could not clear. Amorosa over to Heinrich. Back to Amorosa at the right point. Finds Thomas. Thomas now up to the right point. Moving back towards the right circle. Down low. Chance in front. Big opportunity. Couldn't get it to Heinrich, who snuck in on the back end. Now a puck poked around to the far side behind the net. With some speed is Snively. 8 seconds left on the man advantage. To the center, a shot blocked by Dello. Now here's Sioux City again. Amorosa, a shot. Save made by Johansson. We're back at even strength. Storm have killed off the opening minute. Here's Thomas up top. sticked away by Johansson as he threw it towards the net. Now Dello in the corner, trying to bring it out of the way of Thomas. And the puck's flipped forward, kept in by Amoroso off the wall. Bouncing puck, snared by Dello. And it's bouncing again. Storm able to get it out of the zone. Lebosky with a bouncer. A lot of bouncing around here, and we get a stoppage for an offside on the Musketeers. 18:31 remains in this game. We're a minute and a half in. The Storm finished up that GNC penalty kill. We're now at even strength, and they call intentional offside. The faceoff will be in front of Kyle Hayton in the Musketeer end. Faceoff won by those Musketeers, but Hutchison able to get to it. And now a chance in front of backhand shot from Allworth. Save made. Thomas Allworth, good-looking backhand shot. Hayton made the save. Rebound Ryan Mantha. Nice job by Hutchison to take it away. Allworth holding. Chance in front. Sticked away by Hayton into the netting. Forechecking from Hutchison and Allworth creates that opportunity in front. Kyle Hayton stood tall there. 18:14 remaining. Here are the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Scores tied 1-1 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Face off to the left of Hayton now in the Musketeer end. Puck is dropped, one by the Musketeers. Mantha plays it forward to Johnson. Johnson in onside. Sasir goes and gets it. He's beaten to the puck by Olsen, but now it's moved around in the near side. Hutchison could not get it out. Mantha keeps it in, settles it down, takes a shot that's blocked. Rebound, Aduno puts it into the far side corner. Delaney lost the puck on the far side wall, up top to the point. Mueller with a shot blocked by Allworth. Allworth settles it down, flips it forward. Here's Hutchison. Nice pass for Mayer. Could not get a shot off. Mayer ran out of time there, and it's put all the way back into the Storm end. An icing whistled on the Musketeers. So a mistake, Sioux City. Face off in the Musketeer end. Tri-City with an offensive zone draw here. 17:32 remaining in the Big O Tires, third period of play. Storm and Musketeers tied 1-1. Face off to the right of Hayton. And L'Esperance could not win it against Aduno. Aduno over to Mueller. Turnover to Payne. Chance for Gomez. Went under his stick in front. And now Lukowski, as it came out of the zone, pokes it back in. Storm tag up. Gomez goes to chase. Another turnover. Payne with a shot. Just missed the net. Rebound loose. What a save by Hayton with the glove. Hayton got back and kept it out. Gomez was on the doorstep, and he couldn't put it in. Now the Storm still with possession on the near side. And things settle down. What an opportunity for Tri-City. And this game is still tied due to an amazing glove save by Kyle Hayton. Now here's Montgomery through neutral ice. In onside. Montgomery on the near side. Holds there to the center. Chipped out of the zone by the Storm. Nice job by Robbie Payne and Joel L'Esperance getting back on the back check. 16:45 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. We're still tied 1-1 here on the breeze. Up the near side wall is played and neutralized by Sasir. Torrey Dello on the far side. Cross ice pass. Banks off the wall. Deep into the Musketeer end. Icing is waved off. And it's picked up by Heinrich behind his own net. Blake Heinrich. Past the red line, in offside, as Hopinen could not hold the skate. And we have a stoppage. 16:23 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tied 1-1. Storm got their goal from Ryan McMurphy. Sioux City got their tally from Adam Johnson. Face off just outside of the Storm end. Poganski about to knock it back to Dello. And now here come the Storm. It's Sasir over to Chase McMurphy. McMurphy flips one in deep into the Musketeer end. And now it's picked up by Poganski. Poganski in the near side corner. Shuffles it back to McMurphy. Up top, Sasir couldn't keep it in. Dello's got to pick it up. Dello in his own end with some pressure. Played it forward to Chase McMurphy, who dumped it in deep. Going to chase is Poganski. Poganski takes his man down, goes and gets the puck. Threw it in front, and Hayton had to find it. And he did. Hangs on in the crease. 15:53. There was two examples on that shift where Austin Poganski is tenacious. He gets after the puck, and right there he beat his man to the puck and created a chance twice for the Storm. That's why they love this man, Poganski, just in his first game of the season, creating opportunities with both Chase and Ryan McMurphy. Face off now to Kyle Hayton's left. As Berger gets tossed from the circle, Wilkie will come in. Wilkie says, "Nah, you, Dan Lebosky, you take the face off." Lebosky comes in to take it, and it's won by Sioux City. Mantha on the far side to Schmidt on the near side, and here comes the Musketeers. Plitt had some speed out of the zone. He got knocked down. No call coming as Schultz moves it to the far side for Wilkie. Wilkie ahead for Cutler Martin. Martin leaves it for Lebowski. Martin joins the rush. Lebowski in outside. Back to Martin. Had it in his skates. Went down low, and it's picked up by Lebowski. Tried a centering pass, was blocked. Now back to Chase Berger on the point. Nice pass over to Martin on the left. Martin threw a shot wide of the net. Rebound went away from Lebowski, and here come the Musketeers. Sioux City moving forward is Jared Thomas. He gets taken off the puck by Schultz, and now it rolls down deep in the Storm end. Picked up here by Wilkie. Wilkie moves it forward. Storm using their speed here. Lebowski. Lebowski couldn't get to the puck, though. It's rolled back into the Storm end, and it's Schultz. Schultz almost lost it. A chance in front. Bounced under a Sioux City stick. Here come the Storm in transition. Lebowski. Lebowski. Nice pass. Finds Wilkie. He got hit. Open ice hit there. Wilkie back on his feet. He's okay. Nice lead for Lebowski, but Wilkie just couldn't dodge that check. Now here come the Musketeers back into the Storm end. Neil Pionk. On the far side, Montgomery. Lot of space. Montgomery to the center. Deflected out by McMurphy. Chase McMurphy racing to the puck. Hayton's got to come out of his net. Hayton on the far side wall. And it went under the stick of McMurphy, Ryan McMurphy. Here comes the Musketeers the other way. Jared Thomas in on Johansson to the net. Johansson with a save on the right pad. Here come the Storm the other way. It's moved out to neutral ice. Pogansky racing for it on the near side wall. And it's picked up by Chase McMurphy to the center. No, McMurphy with a shot. A save made by Hayton. McMurphy was set up in the slot very nicely there. Now Sioux City with the puck. 14 minutes remaining in the third in a 1-1 game. Things starting to pick up here. Become a wide open game. Cecere over to Dello. Dello on the far side. Past the red line. Wraps it around. And it's on the far side. Aldworth doing work. Aldworth meets his man to the puck. Now on the far side, Mayer slams his man into the wall, but Sioux City with the puck. Outlet pass on the near side, too far ahead of Peterson. Cecere goes back to chase. Icing waved off. Cecere into the corner, gets taken down. No call coming. Puck's loose. Picked up by Hutchison on the boards. Try to get it to Aldworth. He does. Aldworth couldn't find Mayer, just chips it in deep. Mayer will go and chase now. Mayer behind the net. Storm going to turn over. Hutchison with a shot. Saved by Hayton. Hutchison found the loose puck. Hayton make the save. 13:26 remaining in this game. We get a stoppage here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Looking for the longest wearing, best performing light truck tires on the road today? Look no further than the Big O Bigfoot tire lines. Available in aggressive traction tread designs like the Bigfoot XT or the smooth riding high mileage Bigfoot AT, you're sure to find a great tire at a great price. Big O Tires. Official tire of Tri-City Storm Hockey. 1-1 the score. This game has opened up here in the third period. A lot of chances in the Storm have looked like the better team in the third period, creating a lot of opportunities in front of Kyle Hayton. They're using the forecheck. They're using their speed. They're spreading things out. They're having the defensemen join the rush. This is what we talked about earlier in the broadcast. Josh Howgie trying to develop an identity for his squad. Now they just need to score some goals. As they're tied 1-1 with 13:26 remaining here, the Big O Tires third period of play. Face-off to the right of Hayton. L'Espérance takes the draw against Austin Oduno. L'Espérance tied up and lost it. Oduno has it now behind his own net. Oduno with L'Espérance on the forecheck. Then L'Espérance shoving him off the puck. Oduno back there. Now L'Espérance has it. Down low to Gomez. Gomez in the corner. To L'Espérance, a shot missed the net. Ooh, a good-looking opportunity from L'Espérance. Got the feed from Gomez. Now on the rebound, L'Espérance gets it back. Lost the puck. And here's Oduno over to Schmidt. Schmidt's in onside on the near side. Shot towards the net. Johansson deflects it into the corner. Rebound out to the top of the zone. Picked up by L'Espérance. He's got speed. L'Espérance is in onside. And now he's offside. Gomez couldn't hold. L'Espérance there, he just puts his head down. If he would go straight, he would have been on onside. Instead, he went horizontal at the blue line. And the play is whistled down. 12:48 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm tied 1-1 with the Sioux City Musketeers. Berger against Snively. Face-off won by Berger for Tri-City. Delaney banks it on the near side. Ahead for Lebowski. Now Berger in onside. Berger chips it in deep. And it's played by Heinrich. Heinrich played it to the top of the zone. Delaney could not keep it in. But the Storm able to tag up. And there's no offside. Here's the Musketeers. Chance for a turnover for Berger there. The Storm are in on the forecheck. Deep in on the forecheck. Now here come the Sioux City Musketeers. It's Peterson. Takes a shot. Save Johansson. Dangerous. Rebounds loose. Another shot. Missed the net high into the netting. Big opportunity there. And this line of Peterson, Snively, and Johnson, fantastic for the Musketeers. They're generating all the opportunities for Sioux City. And another one there off a big rebound that Johansson left out. The rebound was fired high by Adam Johnson. 1-1 the score. 12:15 left in the Big O Tires third period of play. Here at the Viero Event Center on Pink in the Rink, Night on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's Ryan McMurphy who wins the draw to Glukowski. Glukowski tried to bank it off the boards and out. And on a second attempt, the Storm do get it out. It's Chase McMurphy with it. He backhands it in deep. Poganski going to chase. Poganski down low. Take it shoved into the backboards there. And here's the Musketeers. An outlet pass, and here they come. It's Jake Montgomery, a 3-on-2. Montgomery to the center. Johansson makes the save. And it's picked up by Schultz, but he lost it right away now. Another opportunity now for Hopenin into the corner. Walteri Hopenin, the native of Finland, lost the puck out of the zone. And now it's played back in by the Musketeers again. They throw it in on Johansson, and Johansson is going to cover up here as Schultz takes a shove behind the play from Hopenin. Cutler Martin has a few words to say to the Finnish native. 11:34 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 1-1 the score here on the Breeze. Face off to the right of Johansson now in the Storm end. Aduno wins the faceoff for the Musketeers. Up top for Nardella, puts it in deep, and now Glukowski on the near side. For Hutchison, Hutchison gets it out of the zone, and Storm couldn't catch up to it in neutral ice. Now Cecier keeps it out of the Storm end in neutral ice, picked up by Aldworth. Aldworth past the red line, backhands it in. Nardella with it. Nardella on the far side. Hutchison tries to keep it in on the far wall. He does. Hutchison with possession, but lost it to Schmidt. Now it's Schmidt trying to get to neutral ice. He's stopped once he gets there by Drew Mayer, but now here come the Musketeers. A quick shot by Olsen was blocked. Rebound in front of the Storm net, moved out of harm's way by Hutchison, and now it's floated back into Glukowski, who's got time. Nolan Glukowski ahead for Hutchison. Hutchison in onside, went off a skate, and back out to neutralize. Dello banked it off a Musketeer player back towards the Sioux City end, and now towards neutralize. Aldworth had it for a second, taken away by Snively. Back into the Storm end it goes. Halfway through the Big O Tires, third period of play. Still scored, still tied, 1-1 here on the Breeze. Storm move the puck up top. Mantha keeps it in on the right point. Down low, first man there for the Storms, Delaney. Delaney spinning and turning in the near side corner. Down low to Dello. Torrey Dello ahead there for Aldworth. Aldworth on the far side, trying to get in onside. He did, but he lost the puck, and here comes the Musketeers. Gomez racing back on the back check. Is tossed in on Johansson. Johansson, a little trouble handling it, but went skip behind into the corner for Delaney. Delaney off the backside over to Dello. Dello slows things down ahead of neutral ice as Mueller intercepts that pass, and the Musketeers bank it back into the Storm end. Around the backboards it goes. Down low behind the net. It's into the near side corner now. Move forward to the far side to Heinrich. Heinrich played back to Thomas Chanson. Front shot save made by Johansson. Just a little deflection out to the slot, and Johansson is there in solid positioning. 9:39 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. It's a 1-1 score here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers still deadlocked. After an early goal for the Storm in the second, we've been tied for quite a while now. Face-off in the Storm end is scrum four into the far side wall. Poganski couldn't corral it. Shot from Nardella went wide. Rebound out of the zone. Amorosa with Poganski on him. Poganski wins the battle to the center. He couldn't get a shot, but he gets the rebound. Try to throw it in front. It was knocked away by Amorosa. Back to Poganski. Poganski behind the net. Try to feed one in front. McMurphy with a bouncing puck. Ryan McMurphy, two whacks at it. Couldn't get towards the net. And now up top, Martin slaps, breaks his stick. And uh-oh, here comes problems. Sioux City with a rush. Martin without a stick. Schmidt in onside. To the center. He shot one wide of the net. Rebound, Schmidt with Schultz on him. McMurphy there. Cutler Martin gets to the bench without the stick. Actually, Ryan McMurphy had given him a stick, and now here comes Montgomery back in. Montgomery over to Thomas with a shot. Blocked in front by Berger. Now here's Chase Berger through neutral ice. Chips one in deep. Berger going to go chase there with Wilkie, but Neil Pionk moves it around to the far side. Lebowski gets in on the forecheck, lost the puck to Montgomery. Here's Sioux City with Jared Thomas ahead. And an opportunity for opening shots deflected out of play by Johansson. Johansson is there with that stick to get any shot that's on the ice. Just deflected it out of play. Shot originally came from Valtteri Hopanen. And a stoppage with 8:28 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 1-1 Storm and Musketeers. And what a night it's been for both goaltenders. But Jacob Johansson now 38 saves, already surpassing his total from last game. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Is banked off the wall by Wilkie in a neutral ice. And now it's backed in the Storm end. Johansson slows it down. Got to be careful. Snively came in there, but he got it to Sasir. Sasir with a pass back to Glukowski. Now ahead for Wilkie. Wilkie couldn't control it. It squirted into the Sioux City end for a second. Back out to neutralize. Glukowski stick handling through a few players. Backhands it in deep. Wilkie going to go chase now, but the first player there is Mueller. Mueller behind the net. Throws it around the far side where Peterson has it on the far side wall. Back out to neutralize. Drew Mayer stops it there and played it. Back in onside. Here's Wilkie. Wilkie had an edge there on Mantha, but he couldn't get by him. Now Martin comes in for a second line. And Gomez kept it in at the point. Now out of the zone. It went off Oliver's skate in perfect position for Peterson. But Peterson going one on two here. Backhanded shot is snared with the glove by Johansson. 7:35. We get the stoppage. 7 minutes and 35 seconds left in the Big O Tires third period of play. Still 1-1. Tri-City and Sioux City. These teams are going to be fun to watch this season going up against each other. As the faceoff, I believe six times these two teams play each other this year. Faceoff to the left of Johansson. Mayer against Olsen. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Dello behind the net. Dello on the far side leaves it for Aldworth. Thomas Aldworth moves it forward. Hutchison gets it in on side, but couldn't get it further with Mayer lurking as the puck's deflected into the air and out of the zone. Dello finds Martin. Martin cross-ice pass. Nice find there for Gomez. Gomez on the far side wall. Big hit there by Mayer on Olsen. Here's Aldworth down low. Aldworth trying to move it in front. Here's Gomez. Gomez in the far side corner. Centering pass for Mayer with a shot that went wide. Aldworth has it now. 7 minutes remaining in the game. Martin in the near side. Put it down low. Nardella chasing it. Aldworth there for Tri-City. Mayer gets it on his stick. Mayer, a backhand pass for Martin with a shot. Save made by Hayton. Cutler Martin lifted that one to the top right corner, but Kyle Hayton was there with the glove to make the stop. 6:47 remaining here in the third. It's been a quality game from both teams. 1-1 the score. At Big O Tires, they do more than just tires. They do brakes, alignments, shocks, struts, belts, hoses, radiator service, batteries, transmission service, and more. And their service is guaranteed at over 1,000 locations across the country. Big O Tires for all your automotive needs. 1-1 the score, Tri-City and Sioux City here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. It's pink in the rink night, and it has not disappointed for the fans in attendance here in Kearney. We've got a tie game, and we are late in the game. 6:47 remaining in the third. Tri-City on the ice. Ryan McMurphy, Cutler Martin, Nolan Glukowski, alongside Robbie Payne and Austin Poganski. It's the Storm rotating lines here a bit. Getting everyone some time late in the game. Off the faceoff, Poganski with a shot. Save made by Hayton. Rebound was loose for a second, and the whistle didn't blow until late. Players pushing and shoving in front of Kyle Hayton. Austin Poganski off the faceoff. Prime opportunity, but he couldn't get one by Kyle Hayton. Goaltending performance from both Hayton and Johansson outstanding tonight. And Hayton made a good save there. Poganski really working hard for Tri-City. 1-1 the score. 6:41 remaining. Face-off in the Musketeer end for the Storm. Ryan McMurphy wins it to Robbie Payne. Down low, it's Poganski. Poganski in the corner, trying to bank one up top for Sasir, but it went out of the zone. Sasir recovers, gets it to Glukowski, who takes a big hit in the far side wall. Glukowski, good to see him right back on his feet after that one. Storm with the puck in the Musketeer end. Mantha, though, the tall 6'5" defenseman, ropes it out of the zone. And it's picked up by Schmidt. Schmidt to the red line. Throws one on Johansson. Johansson handcuffed by it a bit and stops play. 6:07 remaining now in the Big O Tires. Third period of play. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers tied 1-1 on the breeze. Face off to the right of Johansson now. Jared Thomas on the face off for the Musketeers. It'll be Chase Berger for Tri-City. Storm getting ready here. Tied 1-1. Late game action. And the Big O Tires, third period of play. Hopening takes the face off now for Sioux City. And they win it. Storm get good pressure. Now Hopinen's got it back on the far side. Hopinen with room. Up top, a shot went wide of the net there. And the rebound picked up by Lebowski for Tri-City. A cross-ice pass for Wilkie. Wilkie from the right point. Chance in front went wide of the net. Lebowski up top for Martin. Keeps it in. Shot save made by Hayton. Lebowski up top for Martin again. Keeps it in on the line. A bouncer rolls under Montgomery. Chance in front. Montgomery intercepts the pass, and here comes Hopinen on a break. Hopinen, Martin ties him up. Shot save made by Johansson. And a big collision with the official there on the far side. Storm, everybody seems to be okay. Martin, out of his own end, slows things down to the red line and right in on Hayton. Hayton stops it, leaves it there for Heinrich, who banks it off the wall, hit a weird stanchion and went right to Aldworth, but he couldn't bring it in the zone because the Storm had a forechecker in deep. Now Aldworth moves around one man. It was Pionk, and it's put deep in the Sioux City end. We're in the Diamond Vogel final 5 minutes of play here in the third, and here comes Sioux City with a chance. Went wide of the net, picked up by Aldworth for Tri-City. Thomas Aldworth makes one move, gets it to Gomez. Gomez takes a hit, gets it in to the Sioux City end, and now it's back out to neutralize for Cecere. Cecere to the far side where it's held down by Schultz in a neutral ice. Couldn't get it to the red line. The Storm couldn't. And now L'Esperance played it forward and back to Schultz. Schultz with the puck in his skates. Sioux City players all over him, but it's picked up by Gomez. Gomez on the far side tried a centering pass. Down low, it's Gomez. Now try to find Allworth. He does. Allworth ahead, and it's taken away by Johnson, who banks it out to neutral ice, and it rolls down. It'll be an icing whistle to the Musketeers. They cannot change. 4:04 remaining here in the third. 1-1 the score. The Storm and Musketeers are tied up at the Viero Event Center, and we are inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 4:04 remaining in regulation. Storm and Musketeers tied 1-1. Superb goaltending performances from both Jacob Johansson and Kyle Hayton tonight. Johansson with 39 saves on 40 shots. Hayton with 35 saves on 36 shots. Sioux City with a fantastically called timeout from their coach after an icing that would have had them on their heels. Instead, now they have a fresh line out there. Josh Howgie able to draw up a play. He'll take the timeout and take the offensive zone face-off. 4:04 remaining. Storm with the offensive zone face-off. Viero Event Center fans on their feet. Late in the game. Berger on the face-off now against Aduno. Face-off won back by Sioux City. They wrap it around and out of the zone where Cecere plays it for the Storm and neutral ice. He banks it off the near side wall. Bouncing puck in neutral ice is played back by Berger over to Cecere. Now Dello. Dello back to Cecere. Now the Storm move forward. Cecere moves around one man. Cecere fires one to Lebowski. Lebowski from the far side to the net. A chance is loose. And Hayton made a save. It could not be kept in by Glukowski. And the Storm could not move in onside as Olsen takes it back into the Storm end. Final five here with 3:27 remaining in the game. Berger settles things down in the Storm end, finds Glukowski. And Glukowski flips one to nobody in neutral ice. It's picked up by the Musketeers. And Pionk shovels one back in the Storm end. Johansson wraps it around the near side wall where there's some space, and Poganski gets it to neutralize. Pionk to the far side now. It's dumped into the near side corner towards the net. Sasir played it forward for Austin Poganski. He settles it down and finds Sasir. Under 3 minutes remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five. 1-1 the score. Sasir played one forward for McMurphy, but it was stopped and brought back into the Storm, and Glukowski could not go off on a change. Instead, he's fighting for it with Montgomery. Storm came away with the puck, but now on the near side, Pionk comes to it for Sioux City. Now it's Cutler-Martin. Martin, nice cross-ice pass, went too far ahead of his intended target, goes all the way down, icing whistle. Tough, tough play for the Storm. Martin banked it off the boards. Icing whistle. Josh Howji now faced with a decision. 2:34 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five. 1-1 the score. Howji may call a timeout here. And he's not going to. So the Storm with a defensive zone faceoff. McMurphy takes the draw. Won by Sioux City. Mantha with the shot deflected in front off of Snively's skate. And now into the corner. Martin wraps it to the near side. Poganski tried to shovel it out. He can't. Chance for Sioux City. They just dump it in deep again, and now Martin plays it on the near side wall and got it to Poganski out of the zone, but not much further. Storm can only change one man. It's wrapped back in the Storm man. Martin played it forward, this time ahead of Drew Mayer. He couldn't connect on a pass with Payne. Here comes Sioux City. They chip it in deep. Glukowski and Martin are still on the ice, have been on for a while here. And Martin holding it, makes a move around Snively. Now Martin moves it forward. Overskated the puck, got it past neutral ice, and now Martin has it at the red line, but slows it down, banks it in, and an offside is whistled. Tough offside call. Aldworth wasn't happy with it. 1:42 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers battling to the end of regulation. It's a 1-1 score. Face-off one deep by the Musketeers, and back behind the Storm net. Move forward now by Sioux City, and Pionk gets taken out, and here's a penalty. And a penalty on Drew Mayer. It was a knee-to-knee hit. Mayer got caught out of position. Pionk is okay. He's back on his feet. He's going to shake this one off, but a tough time for a penalty here with 1:29 remaining in regulation. Can't do much about it. Drew Mayer there at neutral ice got caught in a knee-on-knee hit. It's an easy enough call for the official, and there's 1:29 remaining in regulation. So the Storm, shorthand on the GNC penalty kill. There, he's getting tossed out of the game. I mean, that's a knee-on-knee hit. He's going to get tossed out of the game every time for one of those. And so now the Storm without Drew Mayer, but they would have been without him for a while anyway, as it was a five-minute penalty. And now the Musketeers are going to have an opportunity here for a while to win this game. Five-minute major on Drew Mayer for kneeing late in this game with 1:25 remaining. The Storm in full penalty kill mode here. Face-off won by the Musketeers. A shot went flying. Broken stick. Shot went wide of the net. And the broken stick for the Musketeers. And McMurphy had an opportunity there to clear the play. Shot was saved by Johansson. Now Heinrich with another shot in front. And Johansson able to find it and stop play with 1:01 remaining. So just to recap there, an opportunity for Sioux City, but a broken stick on the right point. Storm would have had a chance. McMurphy came over to try to pressure. He would have had a breakaway because the Sioux City player who broke the stick was going to get an extra stick. He was off the ice. But McMurphy couldn't win on the gamble, and it led to two good opportunities for Heinrich. And Blake Heinrich wasn't able to beat Johansson. We get a stoppage with 1 minute left in regulation, but 4:32 remaining in the Mayer five-minute major. Face-off won by the Musketeers, and it's Hayton over to Mueller. Mueller on the near side wall. Now Peterson, cross-ice pass. Shot from Mantha. Save made Johansson. Rebound loose in the crease. And the Storm have it. Robbie Payne with it. Payne, got to be smart here on the kill. Dumps it in deep. There's only 40 seconds left. The Storm can get a point here out of this if they can just bring it to overtime. Musketeers with it now. 35 seconds left in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Musketeers in on side. It's hoping it. To the center, deflected away by Johansson. Now on the far side, Montgomery up top for Mantha. Mantha with 25 left in regulation. Over to the far side, centering pass. Went wide of the net. Peterson with it up top. And it's Mueller. Settles it down on the right point. Back to Peterson with 15 seconds left in regulation. Peterson to the center. Takes a shot. Was blocked by Robbie Payne. Final 8 seconds left in regulation. Musketeers with a final chance. It's Mueller with 5 seconds left. Mueller with a shot. Johansson with a save and a whistle. 1.6 seconds remains in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Johansson coming up with big saves. We're tied 1-1 here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm, Sioux City Musketeers at the Viero Event Center. What a contest. And there's 3:33 remaining in the Drew Mayer 5-minute kneeing penalty. So if the Storm can hold things on here for a minute, and for a second, 1.6 seconds, they'll at least pick up a point regardless of what happens in overtime. And right now, points are what you need here in the standings. Sioux City still looking for their first win. They don't have any points. Storm have two as they won their opening night game against Lincoln. Storm, if they can win the faceoff, the time will elapse. 1.6 seconds left. Faceoff is to the left of Johansson. Thomas for Sioux City, who gets tossed out of the circle. Snively comes in to take it against McMurphy. And the puck is down. The Storm win the faceoff, and we will have overtime for the second consecutive game to start the 2013-14 regular season. So the Storm will pick up at least a point, and we have an exciting five-minute overtime for you here. Next on the Breeze, we'll take a one-minute break and come back with the extra session here from the Viero Event Center, the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back at the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are tied 1-1. We are headed to overtime. The Storm will pick up a point. The Musketeers have their first point of the season. L'Esperance is in the box for the Storm, serving the Mayer penalty in case the Storm kill it off. They will still have a little bit time left. We are 4-on-4 for overtime. So the Storm will be shorthanded 4-on-3 for the first 3 minutes and 31 seconds. Howji gathering the team in for one last final overtime pep talk here. Cutler Martin rallying the troops. Storm trying to kill off 3 minutes and 31 seconds of penalty time to start an overtime. But before they'll be back to 4-on-4, and then you never know. So it'll be a long 3:31 for Tri-City. They only have three skaters on the ice. Ryan McMurphy, Cutler Martin, Nolan Glukowski. The Sioux City Musketeers have Amorosa. They have Joe Snively. They have Heinrich, and they have Jared Thomas. This is a new rule for this season, the USHL. The teams do switch sides and switch nets. There's a new rule. Here, Johansson defending the east net. And Hayton defending the west. So, Storm going from left to right for overtime. Musketeers going from right to left. We're here on the Breeze, 94.5. If you're a Storm fan, you've gotten extra time in both of the first two games. We'll see what they can do with it here. The Storm won in a shootout last week to go to 1-0 over Lincoln. They've picked up at least a point here tonight against the Musketeers, but they've got themselves in a sticky situation. A late Drew Mayer major penalty for kneeing was called late in regulation, and it was called at 18:31, so the Storm have 3 minutes and 31 more seconds left to kill on the GNC penalty kill. Ryan McMurphy against Jared Thomas to start overtime right here on the Breeze. Faceoff is won by the Musketeers, and a lot of time on the power play for Sioux City. Blake Heinrich. Heinrich in onside. Stops at the left point, and he throws it over to the far side now, where Amorosa has it. Down low, misconnects with Thomas. Loose puck, Snively brings it back for Thomas. Thomas now on the top of the right circle. Down low, Snively, shot in front. Johansson with a save, and he covers. Jacob Johansson makes the first save that he's had to see in overtime. 4:32 remaining now in the extra period. And 3:01 remains on the Drew Mayer 5-minute kneeing. Mayer also with a game ejection. And Storm just hoping he doesn't get suspended at this point. Joel L'Esperance is in the box, serving that penalty. Another 3 minutes and 1 second left on the penalty. 4:32 left in overtime. Face off to the left of Johansson as we get Avery Peterson tossing the draw. Hopinen comes in to take it. Face off's won by Storm. And Lukowski played it ahead, but not out of the zone. It's Mueller on the left point to the right point for Mantha. Mantha down low for Peterson. Now up top for Mueller with a shot. Was blocked. Lukowski flips it all the way down the ice. So the Storm can change players here. Schultz, Gomez, and Dello come on the ice. There's a three skaters for the Storm. 2:30 remaining in the penalty kill. Peterson for Sioux City. Goes behind the net. Dello throws him into the wall, and it's played up top for Mantha. Mantha back to Mueller. Mueller at the center of the zone, switches sides with Mantha. Mueller down low for Peterson. Finds Mantha with a lot of space, but he lost it off his skate, and Schultz able to ice it all the way down. Cutler Martin hops on along with Glukowski. Gomez the lone forward for Storm. 2 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the Mayer penalty. We're in overtime with 3:33 remaining. Thomas through neutral ice. In onside. Thomas holding on the far side. Jared Thomas for Sioux City. And Heinrich sneaking into the play. He shoots off the left post. Off the left post for Heinrich. He had Johansson beat, but the Storm gets some luck. Here's Thomas now on the right circle. Down low for Snively. Centered in front. Deflected off a skate. Gomez is trying to get it out of the zone. He couldn't. Now it's Thomas who settles things back down. A pass deflected on a Gomez's stick, and he clears it all the way down. 1:30 left in the penalty. Under 3 minutes remaining in overtime. The Storm on a 4-on-3 GNC penalty kill here in overtime. It's Thomas back in onside. Thomas to the center, gets knocked off the puck, lost his stick. He's got nothing there, but they get it back to Heinrich. Heinrich holding. Heinrich there at the center, switches sides there. Nardella down low. Opportunity for Heinrich. He shoots. Save Johansson. Johansson with the glove saves the shot and stops play. 1:04 remaining here in the penalty for Drew Mayer. 2:34 left in overtime. But for the Storm right now, the number is 1 minute and 4 seconds to try to kill off the Mayer 5-minute major. 2:34 left in the overtime. Faceoff is won by Sioux City. Nardella to the near side. Heinrich on the left point. Heinrich holding. Back to Nardella at the center. Down low it goes for Peterson with a shot. Missed wide. Rebound Heinrich. Under a minute left in the penalty kill. Heinrich over to Nardella. Nardella now at the center of the zone. Back to Heinrich. Heinrich looking. Fakes on a shot. Down low it goes. Peterson falls down. Martin with a chance to clear. And Heinrich gloved it down. Martin's all over him. And now it's Peterson to the center. Peterson up top for Heinrich with a shot. Save Johansson! Jacob Johansson! What a masterful performance. 2 minutes and 1 second left in overtime. Now the number is down to 30. 30 seconds for the Storm to try to kill off this penalty in overtime. Trying to fight for another point. Both teams have won today. Face off to the left of Johansson. 30 seconds left in the mayor, 5 minute major, 2 minutes and 1 second left in overtime. Face off to the far side. Robbie Payne had it, but he lost it to Snively. Now up top for Sioux City and Ryan Mantha. Mantha over to Mueller. Mueller at the left point. Back to Mantha. Now Mueller with 18 seconds left. They switch sides. Mantha down low. Opportunity for Thomas. He couldn't hold on to it. Now he's able to recoup. Thomas with 10 seconds left in the power play. Thomas down low for Mueller with a shot. It was deflected. Rebound into the corner. Final seconds. Here's another chance for Sioux City. They missed the net high. We are at even strength with a minute 29 left to go in overtime. L'Esperance out of the box. Ryan McMurphy back into the storm, and is Jalen Schultz. 1:19 remaining in overtime. It's back to 4-on-4. Both teams with a point already tonight, fighting for a second one. Storm through neutral ice. L'Esperance past the red line. L'Esperance gets hammered into the far side. Wall goes down, but Robbie Payne is there. Robbie Payne into the corner. Lost the puck. Now getting it back. Payne fighting for it. Minute remaining in overtime. Had a pass to L'Esperance, but it was out of his reach. Now it's Johnson who played it ahead for Pionk. Icing waved off. Cecier picks it up for Tri-City. Cecier with 50 seconds left in the overtime. Cecier past the red line. Cecier with speed. Cecier to the center. Finds Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie into the corner. Lost the puck. Here's Johnson. Johnson getting hounded by Wilkie on the back check. Holds it. Holds on to it. 30 seconds left in the extra frame. Johnson in onside. Down the far side. Johnson to the center. Johansson's there. And he holds on. 25 seconds remaining in the overtime. Jacob Johansson is having himself a night in net. Johansson now, the updated statistics. 43 saves on 44 shots in a 1-1 game here in overtime. The Storm have killed a 5-minute major in which 3.5 minutes were in this overtime. Face off, one right in on Johansson. He flips it over to the far side for Lukowski. Lukowski now back behind the net. Plays give and go with Dello. Lukowski picks up the puck. There's 16 seconds left in overtime. Storm just trying to get out of their own end. Poganski finally finds Lebowski. Lebowski cross-ice pass. Here comes a racing Lukowski in on the play. It gets poked to the far side. 5 seconds left in overtime. And on the near side, Lebowski one final chance. And we have a shootout. The Storm kill off 3 minutes and 30 seconds of penalty time in a 4-on-3 in overtime and force a shootout with Sioux City. The Storm have started this season off with 2 back-to-back shootouts, and we have some excitement coming at your way to finish this one. Tri-City and Sioux City here at the Viero Event Center. We will take another 1 minute break and be back with the finish to this one. It's 1-1 Storm and Sioux City right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Storm are only 2 games into their 2013-14 season, but both games have been fantastic, fantastic finishes here at the Viero Event Center. And the Storm fans who have come out early in the fall to see their team have been treated to some performances that will last, the memories will last for a long time here. We have 2 consecutive shootouts. The Storm won their first shootout against Lincoln. Jacob Johansson, the hero, here tonight. Johansson stealing the show for the Storm. He makes 44 saves on 45 shots. And when the Storm needed him most, he comes up big in overtime, back postponing a 3.5-minute penalty kill in overtime after a 5-minute Drew Mayer kneeing penalty and forces things to a shootout for a second consecutive game. We're tied 1-1. Same score as we had with Lincoln. Same ending. We'll have a shootout. Now, the only question is, which shooters will shoot? And for the Storm, you got to think they're going to go with Chris Wilkie, who scored last time. They went with Robbie Payne. The Storm were 2 of 2 in their last shootout. They also have seen a lot of action from these guys in the shootout. We've seen some opportunities for different players here in practice on the shootout. So Josh Howji, his assistant coaches, J.B. Bittner and Eric Largen, obviously they have some guys that they've thought of before the game that they'd like to go with. Johansson preparing himself as they reset the nets. The Zamboni went across with a dry cut down the center here for the shootout. And they're reset. Johansson to his net. Kyle Hayton for Sioux City with an equally outstanding performance. We'll go to his net. Now, they've changed the rule again here. In the USHL, the home team goes second in the shootout. So it will be Sioux City first, and the first Musketeer on the ice is Avery Peterson. Peterson on the line tonight with Snively and Johnson that were outstanding. Everyone on their feet here at the Viero Event Center, as is customary in the shootout. It is Avery Peterson for the first attempt here in the first round of the shootout. Peterson takes the puck, moves in on Johansson. Makes a move, and he scores! He does score! Johansson moved back with him and could not get to the puck. Last second, Peterson came in on the backhand and shoveled one at Johansson, making it 1-0 Sioux City here in the shootout. We get a replay here as Johansson slowly moved back. The puck just trickled over him and into the net. Storm, start this shootout the same way they did last week with Robbie Payne. Payne takes the puck. Moves in on Hayton. Payne is looking. He shoots. Save made by Hayton. Payne tried to go down low, and Hayton closed the door. It's 1-0 Sioux City in the shootout. Next shooter is Adam Johnson, the hitting Minnesota native, committed to Minnesota Duluth. For Sioux City, Johnson with speed takes the puck. Moving in on Johansson. Fakes. Shoots. And he misses the net with a backhand that missed the net. So, it's up to Chris Wilkie here. Storm are down 1-0 in the shootout. We're in the second round. Chris Wilkie scored in his first attempt in the shootout last week against Lincoln. Wilkie, with a lot of speed, moves on the far side. On Hayton, takes a shot. Save made by Kyle Hayton. Wilkie and Payne went with similar moves that they used last week, and Kyle Hayton was good on both of them for Sioux City. Now, the Storm need a save to force the bottom of the third round. It's Jared Thomas against Johansson. Thomas moves in, fakes, shoots, scores. And Jared Thomas wins it. The first win of the season for the Musketeers. A 2-0 shootout win. A 2-1 final. And the Musketeers will bring 2 points back home to Sioux City. The Storm pick up a point in defeat. Johansson bumped Mantha there as he was headed back to the tunnel. The final score, 2-1. The Musketeers come away with the win. Both teams pick up the point in the shootout, and Sioux City gets the extra one. The Storm will salute their fans, and we will take a break here on The Breeze. Final score, 2-1 Sioux City. The Old Chicago postgame show is next on 94.5 FM. The Breeze.
The thing that brings me back to Old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers.
Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Poppers protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
City Storm dropped this one 2-1 in a shootout tonight against the Sioux City Musketeers. And it was a very, very good game here tonight. A lot of action here on the Breeze, and a tough point lost in the end by the Storm. But overall, you can't be too upset. Very similar to the game that they played with Lincoln, the Storm did. And a lot of excitement, but they come up empty. They were able to hold Sioux City scoreless on the power play all night. The Musketeers had 8 power play opportunities, and they did not score on a single one of them. I think, really, the Storm got to hold their heads high after this one, especially after killing off 3 minutes and 30 seconds of penalty time in overtime. And they do pick up a point. They have 3 on the season. They dropped to 2-0-1. 1-0-1 is their record for the Storm. And we are inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Well, Storm fans, if you tuned in for the first game of the season or if you were here for the home opener, this game had a very similar recipe to the first one the Storm played this season. Low-scoring affair, very good goaltending from both sides, good penalty killing, and the same kind of recipe where Lincoln took an early lead against the Storm. Here, Sioux City with a goal late in the first period. Adam Johnson from Terrence Amorosa made it 1-0 at 17:14 of the first. Johnson and his line with Joe Snively and Avery Peterson just absolutely tore it up all game. Those guys, really just a fantastic combination for the Musketeers, and they generated tons of opportunities. Johnson got the first goal, and Johnson as well got to shoot in the shootout but did not score in the shootout. Johnson got the first goal, gave Sioux City a 1-0 lead, headed into the first intermission. Sioux City outshot the Storm 16-10. Then in the second period, the Storm got on the board very quickly. Ryan McMurphy scores from Cutler Martin and Chase McMurphy at 2:21 of the second period. So 2:20 into the second, Ryan McMurphy gets his first of the season on a nice play from the right circle where he was able to beat Kyle Hayton, tying things up at 1-1. Then the teams went silent on the scoreboard for the remainder of the third period and overtime. But Sioux City outshot the Storm 17-15 in the second. The Storm came back and played a heck of a third period, outshooting Sioux City 12-10, except for the big penalty call late in the third period, the only penalty call of the third period, a kneeing major and a game ejection to the Tri-City Storm's third-line center, Drew Mayer. Mayer tossed from the game and given a 5-minute major penalty late in the third period in a tie game. So the Storm were faced with a tall task, and that was to kill off 5 minutes of penalty time. The first couple minutes was in regulation, but just a minute and a half. The remaining 3.5 minutes were in overtime, down 4-on-3, and the Storm, with their goaltender Jacob Johansson as the backbone, killed off that time. What an unbelievable performance. There's only 2 shots on goal even registered by Sioux City in that overtime. In 3 minutes and 30 seconds of power play time, the Storm were able to get to even strength, which is something that was obviously going to be a tall task in the first place. But for a minute 30, the Storm were even strength in overtime, unable to get a shot on net, but they brought it into a shootout. And in the shootout, the Musketeers scored twice. The Storm, Robbie Payne and Chris Wilkie, were held off the board. And your final score is 2-1 Sioux City. In the shootout, the Storm get that extra point. Just a gutsy effort from the Storm to pick up the point, especially late in the game, killing off that 5-minute major penalty. However, they do drop 2-1, the final score. Johansson, the hero for the Storm tonight, 44 saves on 45 shots. Kyle Hayton, 36 saves on 37 shots, and just another unbelievable performance from Jacob Johansson. He is showing why the Storm picked him up as a 20-year-old goaltender out of Stockholm, Sweden. The second consecutive year the Storm have had a Swedish goaltender, and this was a performance by Johansson that has been unmatched for quite some time by a Storm goaltender. This was such a performance for Johansson. He was all over the place tonight in every position necessary to make every save, and unfortunately couldn't pick up the win in the shootout. The final score, once again, 2-1 in favor of the Musketeers. That was your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show and come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie, here to talk about this one, a 2-1 win for the Sioux City Musketeers. We'll be back in just a few moments on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here in Kearney. Tri-City Storm dropped 2-1 here to the Sioux City Musketeers. A very, very hard-fought game by both sides, and we'd like to welcome in to the Old Chicago postgame show, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, that is Josh Howgie. And coach, obviously a game here tonight, which definitely could have gone either way. But once again, really the story, your goaltender stealing the show.
Yeah, I mean, we were lucky to get a point. I mean, he was the reason we got it. He's been unbelievable, to say the least. I mean, what he's done right now is he's put a team on his back, and he's extremely impressive every night right now.
Yeah, and right now, 44 saves on 45 shots. Once again, came up short in the shootout, but just talk about what it's like to have a goalie there, just for your confidence when you got a guy taking a five-minute major in the final 2 minutes of a game, but you're able to kill that off. I don't think many teams are able to do that.
No question. I mean, he was lights out. I mean, he's on every puck. He's so square to everything. I mean, I haven't seen anything like this before. I mean, what he's doing right now for us, it's two games in, but it's unbelievable.
Here tonight, again, kind of looking for more offense. Seemed like the first couple periods you guys struggled to maintain a cycle in the Sioux City end, but in the third period, seemed like you broke through a little bit and had a better period there.
Well, we really struggled buying into the systems right now. Like, we want to make the perfect play every time, and when we buy and get pucks deep, we can control the play down low, but we just refuse to do that for whatever reason. And until we buy in, we just talked about, until we buy in as a team, like, it's just, you're going to be in games like this.
That's something I talked about a lot on the broadcast tonight. You're able to roll all four lines, especially you get the Poganski and the two McMurphys. Seemed like Austin Poganski in his first game for the year, he's kind of been battled with an injury, but he seemed like he had a strong game here, and he was helped out, and he created some chances.
Yeah, that line was their best line, and then I thought Thomas Aldworth was outstanding tonight. Those were the guys that I thought played very well. But overall, you got to get more than four forwards going, and we'd have some going at times, but just not enough, not a consistent enough effort.
When you talk about Aldworth, he's a guy who's obviously you're going to expect a lot from this year, a pure scorer. What did you like about his game tonight?
Well, I just thought he was very responsible with the puck. I thought he was moving his feet and very confident with the puck. It was a big step for him in his development as a player, and I think right now you're going to see that from us at times, where you're going to have one of the young guys step up and then a couple of the other ones continue to struggle and find it. And then once we figure it out as a team and we can do it consistently, that's when we're going to string games together. That's when we're going to be tough to beat.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one 2-1 in a shootout. Coach, you went with the same shootout lineup that you did a week ago. What was the thinking there? Obviously, it worked last week. Just go with the same one?
Yeah, I mean, it was it's predetermined. I mean, really, we talk about it throughout the week when guys are, who are our guys? We talk to our goaltenders, who's got the best moves. And, at the same point, we probably, the third spot right now will go to Thomas would have went today in that third spot, because he's worked extremely hard and been very, that spot might rotate a little bit based on, who has a good game that night.
Last thing, you guys able to kill off, I always try to ask sometimes, is it a point won or a point lost? Do you feel like because of that kill, it was a point won, but you look at the full game and it might have been a point lost?
It was, we will at this point slip away for sure, because by just not coming out ready. We talk about, you win games in the first period, you don't win them in the third, and you got to come out and set your tempo early in the game, and we didn't do that. I don't think we get, again, if we don't have our goaltending performance we have tonight, we don't get that point. And, you know, we'll take a bonus point here early and build off of that and bank it. And, you know, hopefully these are key points at the end of the year for us.
What is the biggest focus right now here, less than 24 hours before a game in Des Moines?
I just think we have to learn to buy in, and, you know, and talk about, you know, why we do things. And, you know, right now, we go over them on the board. They shake their head yes, like they understand it, but we have to make sure they know why we do it, and we have to make sure that they want to do what we want to do. Because if they're not going to buy into, you know, getting pucks in deep, pushing the pace on game, and making it a transition game where we control the flow, then we're not going to be as good as we can be. We have to finish hits. We're still, I would say, we're hitting, you know, defensemen every third time. It needs to be every time. We got to, you know, toughen up and do the little things.
All right, Josh Howgie joining us here in the Old Chicago postgame show. Coach, thanks a lot for giving us the time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow in Des Moines.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Josh Howgie here in the Old Chicago postgame show after the Tri-City Storm dropped this one 2-1 in a shootout. They do pick up a point here against Sioux City, and Jacob Johansson once again the highlight of the night with 44 saves on 45 shots. Let's take one final look at the old Midway Auto out of town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. One final check of the scores. Indiana defeated Team USA 4-1. Muskegon with a 3-0 defeat of Fargo. Cedar Rapids prevails 4-3 over Youngstown. The final in a shootout, Des Moines defeats Lincoln. So Lincoln's still looking for their first win. Des Moines picks up 2 points on the road in Lincoln with a 4-3 shootout win. Omaha has still not let up a goal this season. They shut out Sioux Falls 4-0 in an impressive statement win on opening night in Sioux Falls. The Lancers are 3-0, and they're coming to a town near you. I'm telling you, they're the best team in the league right now. They haven't let up a goal in 3 games. They have been impressive. And Dubuque, another impressive team, shut out this Sioux City team 4-0 last week. Now they shut out Green Bay 4-0 as well on home ice at the Mystique Ice Center in Dubuque. Right here in Kearney, the Tri-City Storm fall to the Sioux City Musketeers by a final score of 2-1. Storm are back in action tomorrow night when they face the Des Moines Buccaneers. The time of that game will be 7:05 p.m. in Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena. Pre-game gets underway at 6:45 right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Until tomorrow night, I'm Jared Shaffron. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great night, everyone.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.